It is a complete breakdown in discipline.
Senators from both parties want hearings on the matter, and they want to hear from Defense Secretary Donald Rumsfeld. He says those responsible will be prosecuted. Some 47,000 more U.S. troops are getting orders for Iraq. They'll be sent this year as replacements for units that will have served there a year or longer. The top legal advisor for Massachusetts Governor Mitt Romney is warning city and town clerks not to issue marriage licenses to out-of-state gay couples. He says doing so would violate state law and make the marriages void. I'm Bart Neckert, NBC News Radio.
The Chicago Underground Daily calls it an amazing cinematic wonder, spellbinding.
My daughter, I'm not sure if I can make it.
Father, you must remain strong, for I bring good news.
Oh, you bring good news?
Yes, I just save a bunch of money on car insurance by switching to Geico.
See how much you could save. Visit Geico.com. Geico, 15 minutes online could save you 15% on car insurance.
Get the good stuff.
Brake dust, oil, road salts, and grime can really spoil the appearance of your wheels and tires. A little preventative maintenance can help you protect your investment and keep your car or truck looking its best. Right now at NAPA, both 23-ounce Black Magic Tire Wet and 32-ounce Esprit Wheel Magic are just $3.79 each. This is the good stuff. Restore the original look and luster of your tires and wheels today with Black Magic Tire Wet and Esprit Wheel Magic.
Get the good stuff.
NAPA. Get the good stuff.
Winner of 8 Associated Press Awards for journalistic excellence, including Best Newscast, award-winning news and entertaining talk. This is Denver's AM 1150 KNRC.
Good afternoon, sunny, 68 degrees. I'm Tim McLaughlin, KNRC News. Denver police continue investigating a double homicide. I'll have that story in a moment. First, let's check traffic with Steve Smith in the KNRC Traffic Center.
Continues to be a pretty quiet drive around town during lunch hour right now. We do have a disabled vehicle blocking the exit ramp from westbound I-70 to Ward Road. It's kind of a tough ramp to negotiate anyway, so disabled vehicle in the lane there isn't going to help very much. Yale and Lamar report of a stall. County Line Road University finishing up on an injury accident there. And 80th Avenue still closed between Quebec and Poplar Streets because of a water main break. Could be another couple of hours before everything is finished there. Haviland High Mileage Protection Motor Oil, specially formulated to clean and protect engines driven more than 75,000 miles. Add more life to your car with Haviland High Mileage Protection Motor Oil. I'm Steve Smith in the KNRC Traffic Center.
Denver police still have no suspects in what's being called a double homicide. Firefighters forced their way into a home on Clarkson the other day after officers say they smelled natural gas coming from the dwelling. Firefighters found 37-year-old Stacy Coad and 56-year-old Yvonne Boyd, both dead from apparent gunshot wounds. This report brought to you by your local REMAX office. The principal of Fairview High School in Boulder has sent an email message to parents warning them about the danger of cough syrup after a student at the school slipped into a coma because of an alleged cough syrup overdose. Boulder Police Officer Kip Euler says kids as young as those in elementary school like to consume large amounts of cough syrup because of the hallucinogenic qualities in certain active ingredients. Quist said the student was hospitalized on April 23rd and that the abuse of the cough syrup may be more common than parents know because the product is legal and can be purchased over the counter. The Colorado Senate has passed a bill to crack down on drunk driving. If the measure, which lowers the legal blood alcohol limit, isn't passed, the state will lose almost $50 million in federal highway funding through fiscal year 2007. The House is expected to sign the measure. The governor will likely sign it as well, meaning the new law would go into effect on July 1st. The Union Pacific Railroad has sent a bill to the family of a Castle Rock teenager who was hit by a train after her car stalled on the tracks in November of 2002. The Union Pacific sent a $600 bill to the family of Missy Elliott, primarily for lost wages for the train's crew. Her family says the girl is still recovering, thinks the bill is outrageous. In sports, the Colorado Avalanche try to even things up tonight in their series with San Jose Sharks. The Avs are down 3-2 in the best of 7 series. Game 6 is tonight at the Pepsi Center. If the Avs win tonight, it's back to San Jose on Thursday for the decisive Game 7. Colorado Rockies are back on the road after a long home stretch. Tonight the Rocks are in Montreal to start a 3-game series with the Expos. Jason Jennings gets the start for the Rocks tonight. When you're looking to buy or sell a home, look for the name that brings results. REMAX. There's a REMAX real estate office near you, so call them today. REMAX, outstanding agents, outstanding results. Your exclusive Weather Channel forecast is up next. KNRC News Time is 2:05.
Denver has its share of talk stations, but we talk about what's important.
I would advise you to increase your knowledge.
Hear both sides on Denver's premier talk station, AM 1150, KNRC.
Rob, Richie, Lou, and Rhoda. None of them could live without her.
Here I am.
No, it's Mary Tyler Moore, plus Rosie Perez on the next all-new Ellen.
Woo!
And Wednesday...
¿Cómo está? Hola.
It's Ellen's Cinco de Mayo celebration.
Mi casa es su casa.
And don't miss Ellen's May guests, like Jay Leno, Hugh Jackman, David Schwimmer, and Patrick Stewart on the Ellen DeGeneres Show.
Then watch 9 News at 10 with Ed Sardella and Adela Rakawa. You almost have to feel sorry for these car thieves. It's definitely not their day. The car they've stolen is loaded, but in addition to the sweet CD player, there's lots of extras in the trunk. Extras like hidden cameras, a GPS, and a device that lets the police kill the engine and power lock the doors. Definitely not their day. Ride along with Mark Kobrick and watch the bust go down. Tonight on 9 News at 10.
I'm Stephanie DeLuca with the KNRC forecast from the Weather Channel. That upper-level ridge of high pressure giving us those above-average temperatures. Hot out there today, 85 degrees. Yesterday got up to 78. Our average, 66. We're going to see lots of sun, just a few clouds, the chance of an isolated afternoon storm. Later on tonight, partly cloudy. That threat of an isolated afternoon storm continues and mostly clear overnight, 51. Tomorrow, sunshine and 87, 86 and sunshine for Friday. For the Weather Channel, I'm Stephanie DeLuca on AM 1150, KNRC.
Sunny and 69 now. KNRC News Time is 12:07. I'm Tim McLaughlin. Our next news at 12:35 or when it breaks on AM 1150, KNRC.
From AM 1150, KNRC, Denver's choice for talk. Now, one of the Mile High City's most compelling talk hosts, Enid Goldstein. The producer is Joe Anderson. Board operations, Jordan Lyles. Now, here's Enid.
12:07, 7 minutes after 12 o'clock. Welcome to the Lucky Tuesday edition of Enid Live. I am yours until 3 o'clock, and we're going to be joined by Amy Goodman later in the broadcast in the 2 o'clock hour. She's the host of Democracy Now! She has a brand new book called The Exception to the Rulers, Exposing Oily Politicians, War Profiteers, and the Media That Love Them. I think it's the media who love them, but I'm not sure about that. She's going to be at Central Presbyterian Church tonight on Sherman Avenue, 1660 Sherman Avenue, 7 o'clock for a talk and a Q&A. And she will be joining us in our 2 o'clock hour. And we are also, we have one more, we didn't realize this, but we have one more pair of tickets to give away to the Gary Hart lecture tonight at Hudson Gardens. I'm going to be introducing Gary Hart. And this is at Hudson Gardens tonight at 7 p.m. He is, of course, former U.S. Senator from Colorado. Got busted in the monkey business stuff, you know. But he was part of the Warren Redman. He and Warren Redman did a bipartisan report that predicted 9/11 and also a follow-up report that talked about what we have to do to keep ourselves safe. And I think everything has been shelved with this administration anyway. He has been writing and speaking, and I think he's going to be teaching at Oxford or someplace. So we'll be... You know, we'll find out more about that. But Hudson Gardens is at Santa Fe Drive in Littleton, 6115 South Santa Fe Drive. Let me give you the number, 303-797-8565. You can access them online at hudsongardens.com, hudsongardens.com. And we have one pair of tickets we'll give away sometime in the broadcast today. We have lots of other guests planned. John Dean is going to be joining us sometime later in the month. The Secret Presidency of George W. Bush, he will be live with us in studio. A couple of things that I want to catch us up on. First of all, now on the website, we have got Marshall Chapman interview from last Friday, and she is great. And my sister lives in Nashville, and everybody knows Marshall Chapman, so we were lucky to have her. She's a six-foot-tall debutante singer-songwriter who the top artists have recorded her work. And she has a new book out, and she brought her guitar in, and she's really lots of fun. 55 years old, but she's great. And she's on the website. And also our interview yesterday with Bev Harris, blackboxvoting.org, also on the website. And I will get back to some black box voting issues in just a moment, but I want to bring us up to date. One of the big things that happened last week that we were talking about is that Sinclair Broadcasting decided, and they are one of the biggest television station owners in the country, they decided to, because Ted Koppel on Nightline was going to name the names of all the fallen and show their pictures, our fallen men and women in Iraq, our service people in Iraq, they decided to drop Nightline from their eight stations. So that if you lived in any of those markets, and many of them were apparently in swing states, that there was one in Ohio, there was one in, I think, Jacksonville, Florida was one place. If you happen to live in those markets, you never saw Nightline. Now, in the Drudge Report yesterday, they said that the numbers were down for Nightline. Well, not the Washington Post. The Washington Post says that Nightline, last Friday night, scored nearly 30% more viewers than it did the rest of last week. And this is according to preliminary numbers. An average of about 4.5% of TV households in the nation's largest markets watched the controversial telecast. And it's all the more impressive because eight markets were dropped because of Sinclair Broadcasting. They dropped it. Now, one of you, ever the investigative detective, ever the sleuth, has sent me information on the president of Sinclair. The guy's name is David Smith. And I didn't know this when I was talking about Sinclair all of last week. But I think it's one of those details that is the illuminating detail. And here it is. David Denison Smith, president and chief executive officer of Sinclair Broadcasting Group. This is, I believe, from 1996. Was arrested in an undercover sting at Reed and St. Paul Streets in downtown corner frequented by prostitutes. Mary said Mary DePaulo, 31, ran across the street to a 1992 Mercedes registered to Sinclair and got in on the passenger side. Police followed the car onto Jones Falls Expressway, where they said they witnessed the two engage in oral sex. I don't think they were brushing their teeth. While Smith drove north. This is from the Pittsburgh Post-Gazette. He was arrested as a result in his hometown of Baltimore and charged with a misdemeanor sex offense. Sinclair owns the Fox affiliate in Pittsburgh and programs most of another station. The Baltimore Sun reported that Smith, 45, was arrested in an undercover sting at that downtown corner frequented by prostitutes. So as far as we know, it was just the one sting, but I don't know. He was, and this is dated August of 1996. So here is the president of Sinclair Broadcasting deciding that we could not name, apparently he made this decision, a guy got busted for prostitution. And, you know, here's my question. Who's the bigger whore? You know, he's whoring out for the Bush administration. But who is the bigger whore, him or the prostitute? And here he is, the president of Sinclair, arrested in an undercover sting at a downtown corner frequented by prostitutes. Amazing, isn't it? Would you like to comment about this? 303-382-1150. These holier than thou. And then there was a story over the weekend about a Christian talk host in this market who got busted on a scam. Remember Jack Kelly, who made up, he was the star reporter for USA Today. And he made up a lot of his stories. He fabricated them. He just was a complete liar in a lot of his stories. But because he was their star reporter, they coddled him. They didn't hold him to the same smell test as some of the other reporters would be held to. And he calls himself a devout Christian. But it didn't keep him from lying and cheating and making up. And then this talk host is a devout Christian talk host, and he just got busted. And I'll give you some of those details here in a minute as soon as I dig them out. And then here you've got this David Smith. These guys are holier than thou. Head of Sinclair Broadcasting that thought it was really obscene to list the names of our fallen servicemen and women in Iraq and show their photos. And so they dropped the show from eight of their ABC affiliates. They own eight TV stations that are ABC affiliates, and in those markets you could not see Nightline. And meanwhile, the numbers were up 30% for that show over the rest of the shows broadcast that week. So the publicity helped, and people apparently wanted to tune in. Would you like to comment? Can we spell hypocrisy? 303-382-1150. If you picked up your Denver Post today, it looked different, didn't it? And it felt different. Why did it seem so different looking? You want to put your thinking caps on, boys and girls and buckaroos? Well, the reason that it looks so different is that they've redesigned the paper. And I had said a long time ago, and I'm sure I'm not the first person to say it, and I'm sure Greg Moore didn't need me to say it, that it needed a redesign badly. First of all, the ink was, it was just, it, I don't know, it seemed to come off in your, maybe it's the same ink, but it looks different. But the compared to the Rocky, which is very clean and brings you right in, I don't know if you're a fan of typography. A lot of, because there are so many fonts now on computer programs, a lot of people become interested in it who may not have noticed typography before. But I used to be in the advertising business, and typography is an important thing. Look at the comparison between the Rocky Mountain News and the old Denver Post. The Rocky Mountain News has a, what you'd call a sans serif typeface. I'm trying to dig through some of it here. A sans serif typeface, which means it doesn't have the little squiggles on the bottom. And it's a kind of what I would call a Helvetica on steroids, and it just brings you right in. It's really, really clean and bold and inviting. And the Denver Post, I thought, was just way cluttered, way something. It's a lot cleaner. The redesign is a lot cleaner. I don't like some of it, though. I think it's a vast improvement, but I don't like some of these subheads because they're kind of an italic subhead, and they make it look a little too intellectual, the subheads. For example, here is a headline. The headline is, Dems have plan for illegal residents. And then underneath it says, while the president pushes 6-year stays, a rival proposal puts most current immigrants on the path to permanent legal status. Well, we like those. I'm sure there's probably a more correct term for it in newspapers besides a subhead. But it needs to be bolder. It needs something. It doesn't have enough juice. And it looks too intellectual. It looks like the kinds of typefaces you see in some of the intellectual publications, and therefore a little bit off-putting. What you want, I think, in a newspaper is, you want to say it succinctly, you want to bring people right in, you want to seduce them into reading your newspaper. And although I think this is a big improvement, I think they still have to do some tweaking on it. And I wonder if you're a connoisseur of newspapers, and the concomitant story here is that circulation is down for both the Rocky and the Post. Let's see if I can find this story, but it's I'm not surprised about it because people aren't reading newspapers as much as they were. They're getting a lot of their information from the net and so on. But I'm wondering, 303-382-1150, did you notice the redesign? Do you like it? What are your feelings of, you know, is this an improvement? How would you make things a little bit better? What would you do? 303-382-1150. Weekday circulation of both Denver's major daily newspapers has fallen 5% from a year ago. Now, why would that be? Why is the circulation down 5% for both of the papers, the Rocky and the Post? Well, everything is competing for your time. I'm glad you're listening to my show. You could be doing anything. You could be having sex. You could be working. You know, I'm thrilled that you're listening to Enid Live, and more of you are. But why is the circulation of the newspapers down? Do they not address what people want, or is it not a must-have anymore? Is it off-putting? Are people too busy? Are they getting their news more from television? Are they getting their news more from the net? Particularly with the war in Iraq, I want to tell you, a lot of people started going to the net because they could get English reporting, the reporting from the British papers, which was a lot more honest reporting, more candid, more blunt than what we were getting. We were getting a lot of cheerleading in this country. So if you really wanted to know what was going on, you went to the English papers. And you saw in the English papers, too, some of the abuse that we're seeing in the prisons in Iraq. And we will talk about that because there are a lot of senators who are very concerned. They are outraged that a lot of this information has been kept from them. And I know that Rumsfeld has spoken or is going to speak on this issue today. So we'll keep you abreast of that. But let's talk for a moment about the Denver Post, the redesign. Why circulation is down 5% over a year ago? Are people not as interested? Now, we're talking about major breaking news in this past year. We're talking about the war. We're talking about a very hot election cycle where it's evenly divided. They've been talking about a 9/11 commission, and the circulation of newspapers is down 5%. Is it because people go online to read the Post and the Rocky? Maybe that's what's happening. They're diluting their own newsstand sales. Is it that people are getting more news from television? Is it that they have tuned out the news and they're really not, they just want to cocoon out? 303-382-1150 and not be bothered by any kind of news, bad or good. Kevin in Denver. Hi, you're live with Enid.
Hi, Enid. I like the redesign personally. I found it... it did have that more intellectual feel. It seemed to appeal to a thinking person. At least it appealed to me, and I'm a thinking person. So
I think it's In general, I really like the redesign. I would tweak it though. I would like some stronger subheads. If you look at the Rocky's got a very bold style. They're very bold photographically at that paper, and they're very bold in the type. And I like that a lot. And I think I wanted to see a little more boldness. And I do like the redesign.
I do like that, but, you know, I also wanted to mention a story that I noticed in the paper. It was a very small little blurb, and it might have been easy to miss, but I think you may have already noticed it, and maybe you plan to mention it. But, you know, the Republicans, the right wings, the conservatives are always touting what kind of progress we're making in, you know, making a free Iraq, and they like to point to examples like, hey, you know, now they have newspapers. Couldn't even have a newspaper under Saddam Hussein, but look at how much better their lives are. Well, there's a little story about the editor of one of the Baghdad papers has up and quit and taken his entire staff with him. This was a paper funded by the Pentagon, and they simply got sick of being told what they could print and what they couldn't print, so they just all quit.
Yeah, no, I know about that story, and we'll be talking about it because we're going to be talking about what's going on, the atrocities going on in the prisons. A lot of that stuff, by the way, private contractors, all of that a gray area, and all of that not heavily scrutinized until some of the stuff has come to light. So, Kevin, thanks for mentioning it, and thanks for your comments, too, on the redesign. I'm Enid Goldstein. We're talking about a lot of things. We're talking about the redesign of the Post. We'll be talking about what's going on in Iraq. World opinion, apparently, whatever we think is going on here, it's even worse around the world. It's being, Arab media is really stepping on the gas with the brutalities going on in prisons in Iraq as we are interrogating these detainees. Many of them, by the way, have committed no criminal act. Many of them are just simply people who are caught up in sweeps. A lot of those are just ordinary civilians. And a lot of these people doing these horrible interrogation atrocities are private contractors. Even the kind of outsourcing that you would have been unthinkable in an earlier time apparently is going on here. These are the people, as I've said before, who are protecting Paul Bremer, not military. They're all private contractors. We've got to talk about this. I mean, I think this is so horrible. 303-382-1150. I'm Enid Goldstein. You're listening to AM 1150 KNRC.
Rush, rush.
Anyone else has to go, do it now. I ain't stopping again.
Middays, the Rush Alternative. Enid Goldstein, noon till 3 on AM 1150 KNRC.
Forgive us for bragging a little. We've won an award. And because the environment is really important to us, we're pretty proud of it. Velcaro, a Benjamin Moore dealer, was recently named a recipient of the Environmental Achievement Award by the state of Colorado. What's our achievement? It's the Wet Paint Color Swatch program, which Velcaro pioneered nationally. As you know, choosing the right paint color is usually by trial and error. In the past, consumers had to buy an entire quart to get a sample. Wrong colors often get tossed out and eventually make their way into the environment. But Velcaro offers 1.5-ounce paint swatches, enough to cover 4 square feet, and more than enough to make the right decision. They're inexpensive and come in more than 6,000 colors, including our entire Benjamin Moore line. Wet paint color swatches. Good for you, good for the environment. From Belcaro Paint and Decorating, a Benjamin Moore quality paint dealer. 5475 Leechdale Drive, just one block west of Holly. Online at belcaro.com.
Leadership. Bring it into your life right now from the people who define leadership in America today. KNRC and the Tom Peters Company present the Leadership Challenge Workshop, Tuesday, May 18th from 8 to 4 at the Denver Marriott Southeast. It's inspirational. It's interactive. It's proactive. Go online to denverleaders.com now to learn more and register. Special prices and group rates are available. Log on to denverleaders.com or call 303-527-0607. That's 527-0607. The Leadership Challenge Workshop, a special one-day seminar sponsored by the Denver Business Journal, First National Bank of Colorado, EKSNH Accounting Firm, and presented by the Tom Peters Company and AM 1150 KNRC.
I'm Sue Herrera, CNBC Business Radio. Stocks are higher at this hour. The Dow is up 15 and a quarter points. The NASDAQ is up about 12 and a third. The Federal Reserve has just announced its interest rate decision, and as expected, rates will remain at their 46-year lows for the time being. As for the eagerly anticipated language of the Fed statement, the Fed indicates that an interest rate hike is coming relatively soon, not skyrocketing, but perhaps moving up in steps. Earlier today, some good news on the economy from the Commerce Department, I should say. Factory orders were up a better than expected 4.3% in March, the biggest increase in a year and a half. On the other hand, a new report says job cuts were on the rise last month. Government and nonprofit employers led other industries in staff reductions. And Tyco International says profits soared in its fiscal second quarter. The industrial conglomerate cites strong performance in its healthcare, engineered products, and electronics unit. Sue Herrera, CNBC, Business Radio.
Get the good stuff.
The new NAPA NASCAR Select Oil Filter brings a race-inspired concept to the streets with our unique spin flow technology. Patented spin flow blades channel oil more evenly throughout the filter, reducing turbulence and making maximum use of the filter material. It also throws heavier dirt particles to the outside and traps them there. This is the good stuff. The new NAPA NASCAR Select Oil Filter, available exclusively at NAPA Auto Parts.
Get the good stuff.
NAPA. Get the good stuff.
During the month of May, join Walgreens and the American Cancer Society in the fight against breast cancer. Buy a paper balloon for a dollar at Walgreens. Your contribution helps fight breast cancer. And 100% of the proceeds will benefit the American Cancer Society. It's your chance to make a difference supporting research, helping raise awareness, and providing needed support services. Buy a paper balloon to fight breast cancer at your nearby Walgreens. Hope blooms with you.
We're in touch, so you be in touch. Call us with your news tips, traffic info, and when the weather's bad, 303-382-1150. Help out your neighbors by letting us know the situation in your area. We're the only locally owned Denver radio station, and we're concerned about Denver, the mountains, and the Front Range. AM 1150, KNRC. You're listening to the Enid Goldstein Show on AM 1150 KNRC.
To my knowledge, it was on January 13th, 2004, that the allegations first came to light when reported up the chain of command in Iraq, as they should have been. Since then, a number of investigations have been launched.
Here again, Enid Goldstein.
1228 on the Tuesday edition of Enid Live. I'm yours until 3 o'clock, and the number 303-382-1150 is the number. We're talking about a lot of different things. We began the broadcast by noting that on Nightline, 30%, it's 30% of they had a ratings increase of about 30% over the rest of the week. And so I managed to do a little bit of research and found out that the head of Sinclair Broadcasting, which dropped Nightline from eight of its ABC-affiliated stations, got busted on a prostitution charge in 1996. This was the president of Sinclair. I think a lot of people, that wasn't reported, widely reported in the story about Sinclair dropping Nightline and ABC News. And my question is, who's the bigger whore? And a lot of those markets where ABC, Sinclair owned ABC stations were dropped the Koppel show were in swing states, Florida and Ohio. Now, I am getting from some of you some letters that have been sent to the FCC. Dear Mr. Powell and Mr. Copps, and this is about something else entirely. As you know, Howard Stern was fined hugely for indecency. Now, this is what's interesting. Howard Stern didn't start doing his show yesterday. Howard Stern has always done a certain kind of a show, and everybody knows the kind of a show that he does. But now, in the wake of the Janet Jackson nipple exposure incident, the FCC is cracking down. It's not cracking down on broadcast consolidation. It's not cracking down on the kind of stuff that Sinclair is doing, which is it's doing essentially the same thing as the Clear Channel voice tracking. And that is they'll do broadcasts that originate in other markets, and then they pretend that it's for your market in Michigan. The broadcast might actually originate in Los Angeles, but they customize it for you, and they make it sound like it's a local show, and it's not a local show. And that way they can save jobs, they can have fewer people working, they can automate stations, they can cut costs, and they don't tell you that this is originating. I don't think they're honest with you. I don't think they tell you that it's coming from Los Angeles. They're trying to make you believe that it's coming from the market where it's being aired, let's say Michigan. So here then is Oprah Winfrey. Oprah Winfrey, in the middle of all of this, does a lot of shows. Some of them are, she's not doing a prurient show. She's usually doing an enlightening kind of show, I think. Unlike Howard Stern, who is probably the inheritor of the title Shock Jock. Well, Oprah does a show recently on teen sex. And a lot of Jimmy Kimmel and Howard Stern fans have barraged the FCC with letters because they think that as long as Howard Stern's getting fined, she ought to get fined too. So let me share some of the information with you. In the wake of an Oprah Winfrey show that included explicit talk about teen sexuality and addressed topics, which we had to go to authorities because we don't know exactly, you may all know what these things mean, but some of us are in the dark. Address topics such as rainbows, which we all thought there was a pot of gold at the end of, and getting one salad tossed, which we all thought only occurred in the kitchen. The FCC has received more than 1,600 letters complaining about the racy March 18 broadcast and demanding that the talk show host be cited for indecency. And since most of the FCC correspondents were prodded to write by the agency's public enemy number one, Howard Stern, and ABC late night host Jimmy Kimmel, the Oprah complaints are particularly entertaining and vituperative in their decrying of a double standard employed by the FCC brass. And so here are a sampling of Oprah complaints, a small chunk of a stack that people, and I don't have, do you have the Oprah complaints? We're going to try and see if we can find what they are. But here's an example of one of them. Dear Mr. Powell and Mr. Copps, I'm writing to express my outrage at recent comments aired on broadcast television during the Oprah show. Ms. Winfrey and her guest engaged in a lengthy and graphic discussion of both oral and anal sex. What's worse, I had just returned with my 3-year-old twins from Bible day camp when I turned on the show. Well, 3-year-olds aren't going to know what she's talking about. I never would have expected to be confronted with such disgusting rhetoric on a non-cable telecast during the middle of the afternoon. Tell me, Mr. Powell and Mr. Copps, how would you explain the concept of a tossed salad to your kids? I'm outraged, and I demand immediate and decisive action. You've set the precedent for fines in these instances, and I expect nothing less than proportionate action in this case. In fact, considering the audience size of the despicable Oprah show, I would expect you to set a stern example. I and my colleagues in the Citizens Against Unclean Network Trash eagerly await and demand your censure against Ms. Winfrey. And it's signed somebody. They have redacted the signature. So here's Oprah Winfrey doing an honest show, and then here's Howard Stern and Kimmel just using prurience. And should the same standards apply? 303-382-1150. 303-382-1150. 1-800-382-1150. Should the same standards apply? Should the FCC censure Oprah? We're also talking about the redesign of the Denver Post. I think it looks a lot better, but I think they need to tweak it. And I want to talk also about prison supervisors facing an army reprimand. I don't know if you have seen the interviews with the general, the female general, who is, you know, been yanked off duty in Iraq. And she says they're trying to blame reservists because they're more expendable than service military, career military. The top U.S. commander in Iraq has moved to issue the highest form of administrative rebuke against six commissioned and non-commissioned officers who supervise an army-run prison where Iraqi prisoners allegedly suffered physical and sexual abuse, officials announced today. Lieutenant General Sanchez notified the six on Saturday of his intent to give each a general officer memorandum of reprimand, a document that can effectively end an officer's career by making promotions impossible. A seventh officer is to receive a letter of admonishment, a lesser penalty. Military officials would not disclose the names or ranks of any of the seven. The punishments would be the most serious actions against officers in a wide-reaching controversy over mistreatment of detainees at the Gharib prison west of Baghdad. I guess you sort of growl it. Now, here are these pictures that are... Let me see if I can tie some things here together. Because you have these obscenities that we are committing in Iraqi prisons. We remember we were going to be the liberators. Remember we were going to liberate Iraqis from the tortures of Saddam Hussein? Do you remember that we are going to, I'm just trying to put together the FCC stuff along with what's going on in the Iraqi prisons and sort of paint a picture. And the picture is being so focused on a narrowly defined sense of what is obscene that you miss the larger picture. You're busy finding Howard Stern. You're busy obsessing over Janet Jackson's nipple. But the obscenity of allowing broadcast entities to consolidate with no real check or balance, and the administration wants to see even more of that occur. And Michael Powell wants the free market to reign, except for when it comes to what he considers to be obscenity. And then you see the obscenity of going to war without provocation. And the obscenity of when we get there, what we are doing to detainees, many of them are not criminals. And you see a level of obscenity that has nothing to do with a four-letter word that Howard Stern might utter or a graphic description of a sexual act that he might use on the radio. And the question is, what is really obscene here? And how did we become a country that condoned the worst kinds of obscenities while sanctimoniously and hypocritically pretending we are so holier than thou? And the two recent stories, one of Jack Kelly, the USA Today reporter, the star reporter who calls himself a devout Christian, and then this talk host who got busted over the weekend, or got sentenced over the weekend, for a horrible financial scam, and he was a Christian talk host, in a way mirrors our situation where we are so hypocritical, and we are so holier than thou, in the same time committing horrible obscenities. 303-382-1150. I want to explore this as we continue. I'm Enid Goldstein. You're listening to the Tuesday edition of Enid Live on AM 1150 KNRC.
Award-winning news and entertaining talk. This is AM 1150 KNRC.
12:38, time to check into the KNRC newsroom for an update from Tim McLaughlin. Hi, Tim.
Hi, Enid. Good afternoon. Partly cloudy, 70 degrees. It's another meeting day for the CU investigative panel. I'll have that story in a moment. First, let's check the roads with Steve Smith in the KNRC Traffic Center.
Eastbound I-70 between the Mousetrap and Brighton Boulevard. Denver police are trying to remove some debris from the left lane of traffic there. A little bit of minor slowing for you. The rest of the freeway system really doesn't look all that bad. Pretty much posted freeway speeds throughout the system. On Broadway at the Boulder Turnpike, watch for an accident. Another one in Nederland at Highway 119 and Highway 72. And we also have a little problem around Leedsdale and Holly. Sounds like a motorcyclist was involved in an accident. The motorcycle is still in the lanes of traffic. The motorcyclist is somewhere nearby. by, but nobody's injured, and it will still cause you some delays there all the same. Break free from Quest with your new choice in local phone service, Liberty Bell Telecom. Better service, cheaper rates, keep your current numbers, LibertyBellTelecom.com. And I'm Steve Smith in the KNRC Traffic Center.
The panel investigating the recruiting scandal at the University of Colorado is holding another meeting today. The committee's hearing today from the mother and stepfather of Lisa Simpson, who has sued the university, claiming she was raped at a recruiting party in 2001. Simpson's parents say wholesale changes are needed at the university. This report brought to you by Haviland High Mileage Protection Motor Oil. Blake Fiber, who's accused of setting a fatal fire at a Glendale apartment complex last December, is back in court this week. Fiber is charged with multiple counts in the blaze, including first-degree murder for the death of a woman who died in that fire. The Union Pacific Railroad has sent a bill for $600 to the family of Missy Martin, who was struck by a train in November of 2002 when her car stalled on the tracks. The bill is primarily for lost wages for the train's crew. Martin's family calls the bill outrageous. The family says Missy is still recovering from the accident but continues to improve each day. Haviland High Mileage Protection Motor Oil is specially formulated to clean and protect engines driven over 75,000 miles. Add more life to your car with Haviland High Mileage Protection Motor Oil. We'll check the KNRC weather forecast next. KNRC News Time is 1241.
Why listen to Rush when you've got Enid?
Love her as I love her, and there will be joy.
AM 1150, KNRC.
Hi, I'm Evelinda Ehrman.
And I'm Judy Schwartz. We co-host Style Matters Live.
Even if you're not born with great style, you can buy it.
Just like we do. And this extends to our homes. Element, Denver's newest furniture store for urban home furnishings, accessories, and artwork, meets all our style needs and will meet yours, too.
Element has multifunctional furniture to maximize your space in a condo, apartment, loft, or smaller home. The clean lines of Element's furniture for today's urban lifestyle will work with what you already own.
You'll love their eclectic mix of styles, all presented in a way you can envision in your own home.
Prices are affordable, with lamps as low as $100 and sofas starting at about $1,000. Interior design services are available.
Element is open Monday through Friday, 11 to 6, Saturday, 10 to 7, and Sunday, 1 to 5. Element is located at 77 West 9th Avenue, a half a block west of Broadway in the Golden Triangle. 303-825-3770.
Element. Your lifestyle, your home, your element.
Taking a look at the KNRC weather forecast, partly cloudy this afternoon. Some isolated thunderstorms are possible, too. High temperature in the low to mid-80s. Partly cloudy with some isolated thunderstorms possible tonight, then clearing after midnight. Overnight temperature down in the upper 40s to mid-50s. Mostly sunny tomorrow, and we should top out in the upper 80s tomorrow. Partly cloudy and 70 now. KNRC News Time is 1242. I'm Tim McLaughlin. Our next news at 1 o'clock or when it breaks on AM 1150 KNRC.
Looking for a home can be stressful. Fortunately, Coldwell Banker Residential Brokerage is offering stress relief. Spring is here, which means it's open house season at Coldwell Banker Residential Brokerage. So we're showing more homes than ever. Go to ColoradoHomes.com for a complete list of open houses and make house hunting, dare we say, more relaxing. Coldwell Banker Residential Brokerage. Visit ColoradoHomes.com. Coldwell Banker Residential Brokerage is owned and operated by NRT Incorporated.
Different people, different needs, all wanting their piece of the American dream. Who's there to watch out for them? To work for housing affordability and help give everyone the opportunity to own a home. To serve everyone would take a small army, wouldn't it? The National Association of Realtors has 1 million members, and we're doing everything in our power to help all Americans realize their dream. The National Association of Realtors. 1 million members working for you.
He won't read you word for word the Denver Post on his show every morning.
Who are you?
Jimmy Lakey on AM 1150 KNRC.
One more time.
Listening to the Enid Goldstein Show on AM 1150 KNRC.
From these investigations thus far, six individuals have been identified for Article 32 criminal hearings. At least six other individuals have been given letters of reprimand. Of these six, two individuals were relieved of their responsibilities.
Here again, Enid Goldstein.
1244 on the Tuesday edition of Enid Live. I'm yours until 3 o'clock. We're having some technical problems today, so we're trying to solve those, and we don't know if they're solved yet, but we'll let you know. We're talking about obscenity, the real obscenity, and here's what occasions it. I'm trying to connect the dots, and the dots are these. You have Howard Stern's followers. All right, it starts this way. Let's start with a story from last week, the Sinclair Broadcasting story. Sinclair owns one of the huge television ownerships. They own a lot of TV stations, a lot of different markets. Eight of them are ABC affiliates. When Ted Koppel announced, or when Nightline announced, that Ted Koppel would be reading the names of the dead servicemen and women in Iraq and showing their pictures, Sinclair made a show of, what is the word I'm looking for, that's along the lines of holier than thou. A sanctimonious show of patriotism. Never saying that they were big Bush supporters, because, you know, Bush wants to allow further consolidation of the media. He didn't want any regulations that will keep the media from consolidating. So therefore, they support him, right? Therefore, they act like cheerleaders, right? Okay. So he doesn't ever, Sinclair never tells you any of that. They are in their sanctimonious mode. They're going to pull Nightline from those eight markets where they have ABC affiliates, most of which happen to be in swing states. So they do that. As a result, Nightline ratings rise about 30% over any other broadcast that week in Nightline. And furthermore, you have, somebody sent me this business on the president of Sinclair, and the president of Sinclair got busted on a prostitution charge. He was found with a hooker and, you know, made a deal, and they bought him, watched him having oral sex, you know, a little bit down, drove a little bit down the pike, and he got busted for that. It was in 1996. But here's the president of a company in the company Mercedes, by the way, and he gets busted. If you got busted for getting it on with a hooker in the company Mercedes or the company Hyundai or whatever the company has, you think you still have your job? So here's Mr. Sanctimony, and then we've got all these Christian talk hosts and Christian reporters and say how devout they are, and then they get busted one after another for the most horribly dishonest kind of scams, making up stories, scamming people financially, and so on. So the people who posture, who are the most sanctimonious, are the people you really have to look twice at, because I think people who really live this life, who really live an honorable life, are not putting neon signs out to tell you how honorable they are. They just do it every day. So now you've got the FCC not concerned whatsoever with the obscenity of consolidation and letting Sinclair pull the stunts that it's pulling. You have the FCC fining Howard Stern for doing the same show he's been doing for the last decade at least. And very concerned about Janet Jackson's nipple, which I don't think anybody actually saw. And if they did, what's the big deal? And that gets that is one of those cultural watershed moments. And nobody's concerned about the obscenity of going to war against a country that didn't, that it was a preemptive strike. They didn't do anything to us. That's number one. Number two, nobody's counting the casualties of the Iraqi people. And number three, when we get there, the obscenities of the no-bid contracts, the private contractors coming in, buying the gas and overcharging us when we have a very well-regulated gas procurement kind of policy in these situations, the private contractors, some of whom doing the interrogations, those kinds of obscenities we don't want to know about. We're busy focusing on Howard Stern, Janet Jackson's nipple, and whether Oprah did too racy a show in March. 303-382-1150. I think we have absolutely gotten it wrong. I think we absolutely have missed the forest for the trees. Craig, on a cell. Hi, you're live with Enid on AM 1150 KNRC. Welcome, first time caller.
How you doing?
Doing well. We have something for a first time caller.
Beautiful. Hey,
I don't know. The FCC could call that obscene. Who knows?
I'm curious. Did you have a problem with Clinton having sex in the White House with his intern?
Tell me what your point is.
Well, you just made a big point of the head of Sinclair having sex in his car. He should be out of his job. What about Clinton?
Clinton is out of his job. But tell me what your point is, Craig.
Well, what do you think my point is? It's pretty obvious.
No, why don't you make the point?
Is that not hypocrisy and a double standard?
Make the point. Make the point about obscenity, because you're not making. You're trying to do something that has no, you know,
obscenity?
No real relevance
okay. Here's my point. You're talking about obscenity, mm-hmm. and
I'm talking about real obscenity. I'm not talking about whether we see Janet Jackson's nipple, or whether Oprah does a racy teen sex show, or whether Howard Stern describes something that he's been describing for the last 10 years. I'm talking about the obscenity of what's going on in the prisons in Iraq, about the lying and the deception coming out of this White House. I'm talking about the obscenity of going to war, unprovoked attacks. I'm talking about the casualties on the other side. I'm talking about the obscenity of unchecked media consolidation. Those are the obscenities I'm really talking about, and all you want to talk about is something that happened a long time ago in the White House, and you want to make an analogy that doesn't hold up? Is that the point here?
I guess you don't need any callers because you do all the talking yourself and don't let your callers make any
points. I've asked you to make the point, and I'm still waiting for you to make the point. And so far, okay. I don't hear anything but clumsiness and a lack of an argument.
Is the guy at Sinclair, was that obscene what he did?
Yes, in every way, and I'll tell you why. It isn't about, and I'll tell you, wait, you asked me just a minute, Craig, you asked me a question, so let me answer the question. What the guy at Sinclair did that was obscene, I don't care whether he gets busted with a hooker in a car doing oral sex, that really is not my business. I don't actually care what he does. But here's a guy who gets busted with a hooker in a car, a company car, doing oral sex, posing as a holier-than-thou guy. You don't think that that's obscene? As people are dying for a war that was completely irrelevant, you don't think that's obscene?
So when Clinton denied it, that
No, I'm asking you a question. Don't bring up Clinton, because if all you can do is bring up Clinton, then you don't have no argument. You don't have an argument.
You're dumb.
Okay, here, ladies and gentlemen, here's a man who couldn't make the argument, who calls up to insult me, and he thinks that he's so much wiser than the rest of us. 303-382-1150, Steve in Louisville. Hi, you're live with Enid.
Hi, Enid. I don't think that changing the look on the Denver Post is going to do them any good. They don't have a conservative columnist. They have John Farrell, Diane Carman, Jim Spencer, and Cindy Rodriguez, who are far left. Then you can exchange any one of the columnists.
Are you on a speaker, Steve? Are you on a speakerphone?
No, I'm not.
Okay, because it's a little. Sounds like you're at the end of a tunnel. Okay, go ahead. You think that they're too left for you?
They don't have any conservatives on there. They're all left.
Darling, but if you're reading a news account, it's not right. It's not left. You're talking about the editorial pages. That's another story. But if you're reading a news account of an activity that happened, that's not right or that's not left. That's just reporting.
Well, that's just a columnist on their news site. You got Susan Green, who practically turned around the election last year because of her attack piece.
No. Now, Steve, I want to, you know, this is Journalism 101. When you're talking about a columnist,
Susan Green is not a columnist. Susan Green is a news writer.
A reporter?
A reporter.
And what is it that she did that you're quibbling with?
In the 2000 election, she out attacked Allard and gave Strickland a real soft story. And these were news stories, front page news stories. And you have the regular reporters, Theo Stein, Mike Sorensen, Riley and Olinger, they're left wing. There's no doubt about it. You'd have to
show me why you think that that's the case. And the only way to know in reporting a story is if you were there and you saw it differently from the way that they saw it. I remember the flap with Allard, and I remember those were profiles. And I remember that there was some comment about both of those profiles of Allard and Strickland.
Well,
so let's leave that out of the equation. But in general, the reporting at the Post is good reporting and not slanted reporting. And where you're seeing opinions are in the columns and on the editorial side.
You're right there.
Are you reading the newspaper?
Oh, I read the entire newspaper. That's why I bring up these other guys.
What are you reading?
I regularly write about...
You regularly write or read?
I regularly read and I write letters to the editor constantly about the bias of their news writers.
Do they publish your letters?
Oh, sure. Yeah, there was just one on Farrell the other day.
And you're reading, what papers are you reading cover to cover?
Cover to cover every the News and the Post.
Every day.
Now, once in a while, I'll get online, but I don't get the Times or Washington Post or the L.A. Times. But or I also get the Seattle newspaper. I can't remember the name of. They send me emails and stuff like that. So I read
the Post Intelligencer, the PI, the Seattle PI. Okay. Well, you know what? I'm glad that you're reading the newspapers, and I'm glad that you have an Eagle Beagle Eye out. I probably would disagree with some of your assessments about reporters being biased, but I think it's good that you're keeping an eye out on the paper and keeping them honest. And I thank you for calling 303-382-1150. I'm Enid Goldstein. You're listening to AM 1150 KNRC.
Or Enid Live.
And it's not the same for men.
Talking just gets you into trouble.
Next on AM 1150 KNRC.
Hurry into Albertson's 10 for $10 sale this week with Sanderson Farms Family Pack. Drums, thighs, split breasts, whole or cut-up fryers. 10 pounds for $10. Albertson's, helping make your life easier.
Dendrimers are tiny artificial molecules. They're too small to see, but they can improve medication efficiency, diagnose heart attack victims, even provide for better gene therapy. Dr. Donald Tamalia founded Dendritic Nanotechnologies, the world's leading dendrimer research and manufacturing company, in Michigan. Why Michigan? Because we develop ideas into world-changing technologies, starting with cars and now driving success in life sciences, advanced automotive technologies, homeland security, and dendrimers. To learn how Michigan can jumpstart your business, call 1-888-946-6829 or visit Michigan.org.
The KNRC Community Commitment.
Learn firsthand about another culture without leaving the country and establish a friendship that will last a lifetime. Pacific Intercultural Exchange has international students from more than 40 countries coming to Denver for homestay programs, and they need your help. PIE is looking for host families to share the American way of life. If you're interested in hosting a foreign teen or would like more information about the program, please call PIE at 1-800-828-9001.
AM 1150 KNRC and the Denver Business Journal present Insights, fascinating people making an impact on our world. Tune in to KNRC weekdays at 7:20 a.m. to hear interviews with leaders like Charles Schwab, Michael Dell of Dell Computers, Gloria Steinem, and Archbishop Desmond Tutu. These extraordinary individuals will share what made the difference in their careers and help them to establish their roles as leaders. Insights is brought to you by EKS&H Accounting and Business Advisory Firm and First National Bank of Colorado.
My name is Lucy. I work for the CIA. We've decided to put Enid Goldstein into the Witness Protection Program.
I can't tell you where.
But it's somewhere in Canada, out of the reach of President Bush.
Enid Goldstein, weekday afternoons from noon till 3 on AM 1150 KNRC. Listening to the Enid Goldstein Show on AM 1150 KNRC. Here again, Enid Goldstein.
12:57 on the lucky Tuesday edition of Enid Live. I'm yours until 3 o'clock, and we're going to be joined in the 2 o'clock hour by a favorite of many of you, Amy Goodman, host of Democracy Now!, and she's got a brand new book out called The Exception to the Rulers, Exposing Oily Politicians. Oh, are there any other kind? War Profiteers and the Media That Love Them, and she'll be live with us in studio. And also, we have a pair of tickets to give away to Hudson Gardens tonight. Gary Hart speaking, and I will be introducing him. A great honor, great pleasure to do that. Well, even though he does have a checkered past, and that is what we're talking about, obscenity. Let's go right to the phone and to Mark on a cell. Mark, hi, you're live with Enid on AM 1150 KNRC, and welcome, and we have something for you. First time caller. Hi, Mark.
Well, thanks. Back at you. Yeah, I was just wondering if the FCC had possibly just let society run a little too far with the obscenity, and maybe they're trying to pull the reins in now.
Well, I think they've missed the boat. I think they've missed the boat on the real obscenity that's going on in this country. And whether you a nipple flash or whether Howard Stern describes what he's usually describing, I think misses the point.
Well, true. I just it just seems that they just let everything go a little bit too far.
Maybe they haven't. People are screaming about that. I thank you, Mark, for the call, and Ben calling from Elgin, Illinois. Hi, you're live with Enid.
Hello, Enid. You know, I think the real obscenity isn't, although it was obscene enough to try to tell the American people what they could and couldn't watch on television. The real obscenity is the amount of control that Sinclair has over and companies like them primarily.
Well, there you go. The consolidation and fueled by Republicans and fueled by the amount of money and support that the media outlets are giving to this administration. We're out of time in this hour, Ben. I thank you for the call. 303-382-1150. Two more hours of Enid coming up right here on AM 1150 KNRC. We'll be giving away a couple of tickets to the Gary Hart speech tonight. As I said, I'll be introducing him. Ooh, does it look like it's going to rain? I hope not. Two more hours of Enid Live right here on AM 1150 KNRC.
Hear Colorado talk. This is Colorado's locally owned and operated AM 1150 KNRC, Inglewood, Denver's premier talk station.
KNRC News Time, 1 o'clock.
NBC News Radio, I'm Pete Williams. After a closed hearing on Iraqi prisoner abuse by U.S. troops, senators are expressing outrage. Several are calling for Defense Secretary Don Rumsfeld to explain the situation in an open hearing. At the Pentagon, Rumsfeld says those responsible for abuse will be prosecuted.
The actions of the soldiers in those photographs are totally unacceptable and un-American. Any who engaged in such action let down their comrades who serve honorably each day. And they let down their country.
Thousands more U.S. troops are being sent to Iraq. Commanders want to keep an expanded force there past June. 10,000 troops from the Army and Marine Corps will be sent, and tens of thousands of National Guard and Reserve troops are being called up for support roles. The Federal Reserve's rate setters have made a decision on interest rates. They'll stay where they are for now. They're at their lowest level in 46 years, but the Fed has dropped a pledge not to raise rates in the coming months. I'm Pete Williams, NBC News Radio.
The Chicago Underground Daily calls it an amazing cinematic wonder, spellbinding.
My daughter, I'm not sure if I can make it.
Father, you must remain strong, for I bring good news.
Oh, you bring good news?
Yes, I just save a bunch of money on car insurance by switching to Geico.
See how much you could save. Visit Geico.com. Geico, 15 minutes online could save you 15% on car insurance.
Brake dust, oil, road salts, and grime can really spoil the appearance of your wheels and tires. A little preventative maintenance can help you protect your investment and keep your car or truck looking its best. Right now at NAPA, both 23-ounce Black Magic Tire Wet and 32-ounce Esprit Wheel Magic are just $3.79 each. This is the good stuff. Restore the original look and luster of your tires and wheels today with Black Magic Tire Wet and Esprit Wheel Magic.
Get the good stuff.
NAPA, get the good stuff.
Winner of 8 Associated Press Awards for Journalistic Excellence, including Best Newscast, award-winning news and entertaining talk. This is Denver's AM 1150 KNRC.
Good afternoon. Partly cloudy, 74 degrees. I'm Tim McLaughlin, KNRC News. The CU investigative panel has heard from the parents of a woman who's filed suit against the university. I'll have that story in a moment. First, let's check traffic with Steve Smith in the KNRC Traffic Center.
Freeway traffic continues to move along in pretty good shape at this hour. There is a disabled vehicle on the ramp from eastbound I-72 Washington Street. Could cause you some problems there. 80th Avenue remains closed between Quebec and Poplar Streets because of a water main break. Authorities were telling us a little while ago that it might be another hour or so before all those repairs are completed. Now at AutoZone, pick up 5 quarts of Valvoline and any STP oil filter in stock and get a bottle of Valvoline Fuel System Cleaner free after a mail-in rebate. And get in the zone, AutoZone. I'm Steve Smith in the KNRC Traffic Center.
Wholesale leadership changes are needed at the University of Colorado. That's the message from the parents of a CU student who's suing the school, claiming it uses sex and alcohol to recruit football players. Rick Byrd, the stepfather of Lisa Simpson, spoke today before the independent panel investigating the program.
The testing administration has known for years there was a problem, and yet the culture has not changed and will not change until the university has new leadership.
Byrd and his wife told the panel since their daughter claimed she was gang raped at a party in 2001, the bulk of the response from the university has been vindictive. They also said they met with the chancellor, who didn't do much until the depositions of her lawsuit became public in February. The panel's final report is due by Friday of next week. Since 1997, at least 8 women say they were raped by CU football players or recruits. This report brought to you by Tyson. The man who's accused of setting the fatal fire at the Spanish Gate apartment complex in December is back in court this week. 22-year-old Blake Fiber faces multiple charges, including one of first-degree murder. One woman died in that fire. A large number of families were left homeless. The Columbine Memorial Fund is getting a boost from a national retailer. The Walmart Good Works Foundation is donating $20,000 to the fund that plans to build a one-acre site in Clement Park next to Columbine High School. Denver police are continuing their investigation into what's being called a double homicide. Firefighters forced their way into a locked home on Clarkson Sunday morning after officers reported smelling natural gas coming from the home. Inside, they found 37-year-old Stacy Coad and 56-year-old Yvonne Boyd, both dead from apparent gunshot wounds. So far, Denver police don't have any suspects. In sports, the Colorado Avalanche and San Jose Sharks play Game 6 of their playoff series tonight at the Pepsi Center. Avs have won two games in a row and are in a must-win situation tonight to avoid elimination. Jason Jennings will be on the mound tonight as the Colorado Rockies start a three-game series against the Expos in Montreal. Rocks are coming off their 13-4 win over the Atlanta Braves on Sunday. Want a high-quality lunch? With Tyson Deli and Sandwich Meats, you get true deli quality. Try Tyson Premium Ham, Roast Beef, Turkey, and Chicken Sandwich Meats for a delicious, protein-rich meal. Your exclusive Weather Channel forecast is up next. KNRC News Time is 105.
From Estes Park to Colorado Springs, from Golden to Aurora, hear Denver's most entertaining talk personalities, exclusively on AM 1150, KNRC. KNRC.
Hi, I'm Judy Schwartz.
And I'm Evelinda Ehrman. We co-host Style Matters Live, and you know we shop every chance we get.
Yeah, but in your stiletto heels, you keep slowing me down. That's why we shop at Aspen Grove. You can park directly in front of your favorite stores and walk right in.
No more walking long distances back and forth from the stores carrying heavy shopping bags, something we've been known to do.
Or driving through the parking lot praying for a spot. Spend more time shopping at Aspen Grove in Littleton, a beautiful open-air shopping center with some of the best national specialty shops, many that are exclusive to Southeast Metro Denver, such as Gap Body and Coldwater Creek with its casual chic clothing.
Don't forget Pottery Barn and White House Black Market, the only one in Colorado.
And the great Aspen Grove restaurants. I love the buffalo at Ted's Montana Grill.
Aspen Grove at Santa Fe and Mineral in Littleton is open Mondays through Saturdays, 10 to 9, and Sundays, 11 to 6. 303-794-0640. That's 303-794-0640. Experience shopping in a whole new light. Sunshine.
I'm Mike Stenefford with the KNRC forecast and the Weather Channel. Partly cloudy skies and warm this afternoon. There will be a slight chance of a thunderstorm, and we'll get up to a high of 83. Tonight's skies turning fair, a pleasant night, a low near 50. A very summer-like day on Wednesday, mostly sunny with a high of 87. And we'll stay mostly sunny and warm on Thursday, highs once again around 87. For the Weather Channel, I'm Mike Stenefford on AM 1150 KNRC.
Now, KNRC News Time is 107. I'm Tim McLaughlin. Our next news at 135, or when it breaks, on AM 1150 KNRC.
From AM 1150 KNRC, Denver's choice for talk. Now, one of the Mile High City's most compelling talk hosts, Enid Goldstein. The producer is Joe Anderson. Board operations, Jordan Lyles. Now, here's Enid.
107, 7 minutes after 1 o'clock. You're listening to the Tuesday edition of Enid Live. I'm yours until 3 o'clock, and Amy Goodman will be joining us in the next hour. She is the host of Democracy Now!, and she's got a brand new book called The Exception to the Rulers, Exposing Oily Politicians, War Profiteers, and the Media That Loved Them. She'll be live with us in studio. Let me give you the numbers, 303-382-1150, 303-382-1150, phone number. Also, I want to let you know that we're going to be giving away a couple of tickets to the Gary Hart speech. Ooh, it's sunny again, so it's supposed to be about 85 degrees. We like that. And he will be speaking at Hudson Gardens tonight. It's a perfect night to go out and listen to a good talk, and I will be introducing him. It's my honor to do that at Hudson Gardens tonight, and the tickets are $6 a piece. So two that we give away will be worth $12. And let me tell you where Hudson Gardens is located, at 6115 South Santa Fe Drive in Littleton. If you want info, 303-797-8565 or HudsonGardens.com. If you go online, I think if you go tonight, you'll have a good evening, and it's less expensive than going to a movie. And Joe just looked it up for us. I have a mask for the Mask Project, and this is benefiting Hospice of Metro Denver. And Hospice does really good work, I have to say. if you're in the last stages of your life, they have really come to the aid of many, many, many people. I have a good friend who was an executive at Hospice of Marin. And so every 2 years, I think, Hospice of Metro Denver sends people masks. We decorate the masks. They put them up, and then they auction those masks off. And the money goes to support Hospice of Metro Denver. Well, I may have told you this, but I was in there. All the masks are on display. You can find them online at maskproject.org, or you can just go to Cherry Creek. If you go right through Lord and Taylor, it's right there. There's a little on the first floor, not on the second, but on the first floor, there's a little display space that you go into, and all the masks are there. And I was really sure mine would be hidden away because it's kind of political. And my amazement, they have it in a showcase with Dusty Saunders and some other media people. And Dusty did a great job on his mask, and there are now three bids on my mask. The bids start at 50, and there are three bids on my mask. And I think it's up to something like 70 bucks, so it's not like a huge amount. But I really didn't think, I thought I was going to have to buy it back. I didn't think anybody was going to go for my mask. So just to let you know, you have an original Enid if you get this mask at 303-382-1150, and the money benefits Hospice of Metro Denver. So that would be a really, that's a really good cause, and it's a good charity to be involved with. Okay, we're talking about obscenity. We're talking about the FCC getting all these letters from Jimmy Kimmel fans, from Howard Stern fans, because Oprah did a racy teen sex show in March, and they think that there shouldn't be a double standard. But I'm maintaining that the greater obscenity here is what we're seeing going on in a war that we shouldn't be fighting in the first place, in the prisons that have been outsourced. Apparently, the private contractors are doing some of the interrogation, which is an amazing idea to contemplate. And I think we're losing sight of the real obscenities that are going on in American life, and we're posturing behind this guise of sanctimony, just like the head of Sinclair Broadcasting when he dropped Nightline from eight of the ABC affiliate stations that they own on Friday night because Ted Koppel was going to show pictures of our fallen men and women in Iraq and read their names off. And it turns out that the head of Sinclair got busted on a prostitution charge in 1956 in the company Mercedes. 303-382-1150. Emilio calling from North Glen. Hi, you're live with Enid.
Hello, Enid. This is Emilio again. You know, this whole thing with Sinclair, once again, keeps coming up, but I don't see what the prostitution charge has to do with the fact that they do or don't run something on their program. What's the difference between that and a newspaper?
I just think it says, I think the reason, the relevance I see in that prostitution charge, it just made me laugh because these people were posturing and they're being so sanctimonious and they're being so holier than thou about it's not patriotic to name the dead, when I think it's very patriotic to name the dead. And here it turns out that the president gets busted on a prostitution charge just a few years before. That's the significance of it. So these people posturing as patriotic and so sanctimonious are not so sanctimonious. They're hypocritical.
I don't know if it's holier than thou, but I don't.
Oh, I think it's pretty holier than thou.
I don't see the necessity. Oh, I went to run it. And the same thing with the newspaper, not running articles from certain papers like Al Jazeera and not running articles from certain papers. You pick and choose on a daily basis what you're going to take from the AP, what you're going to send out there. Yeah, it's a lot of power, it's a lot of control, but it's the power and control given by the people that read those newspapers and watch those television programs.
Emilio, I don't understand. What is the point you're trying to make? Cut to the chase.
The point is no one has a right to that broadcast. No one deserves or earns it, and you can't tell a company like Sinclair. The FCC has no right.
Darling, these are our airwaves. Emilio, I want to say it again. In the 1930s, the FCC said that these airwaves were in the public interest, convenience, and necessity. These are our airwaves, and these are stewards of our airwaves who are allowed to print money because they have all these broadcast operations. But what Sinclair has done effectively amounts to political censorship. And then you have an FCC who never met a consolidation deal, apparently, that it didn't like. So here we are, more and more consolidation, less and less citizen control, less and less really getting the news that citizens deserve to have, because in the interests of economy, the consolidation goes to, you know, these extremes of voice tracking that you see at Clear Channel, or what Sinclair has been known to do, and that is they'll do shows originating out of, let's say, Los Angeles, and then they ship them to Michigan and other states and pretend that these are local shows, and it's utterly dishonest, and you have no local control over it.
Well, but if you have individuals who own companies, they're people, too. They're citizens. They have rights to own their company and to run it any way they see fit.
Yeah, but they're using the public resources. We have allowed them to be stewards. And what? And so, therefore, we have a voice in this. And so, Emilio, if you're saying if you own the company, you can do anything you want? You can do what they're doing to prisoners in the Iraqi prisons? Can you do
anything
that, too?
Within the limits of the law.
Oh, within the limits of the law.
Yes.
Oh,
you can do,
a company can do anything it wants to do, even though these are our airwaves and the company's making a fortune.
Your ideology and morality doesn't have any effect whatsoever on these companies, and nor should it. You can have your own company and start your own company and run it any way you see fit. And if the consumer doesn't want to buy your product, then they won't buy your product. If they don't want to tune in because you should.
All right, now let me just go. All right, now the market has said that it likes Howard Stern and what Howard Stern does.
You're right.
The market has made him number one in New York and Los Angeles. The private market has said he's the number one guy. Now, should the FCC keep its mouth shut?
Well,
the market is speaking. The market is saying, hey, Howard, we love you. You go, Howard.
Well, if the public supported a serial killer, the police would still have to arrest him.
We're not talking about a serial killer. We're talking about something where it's a very gray area, where the FCC, where the public is saying the private market, Emilio, that you support because you believe that if anybody owns anything, they can do whatever they can want. They can engage in political censorship. Never mind that these are the public airwaves at stake here. You think that they can do whatever they want. The market is speaking, and the market says, hey, we don't care what Howard does. We love him. We're making him number one in Los Angeles and in New York. That is the market speaking, Emilio.
Well, and I think it's the duty of politicians to...
Wait. No, now it's the duty of politicians to step in because you are trying to impose your view on the private market that you have just championed. You can't have
right,
it, Emilio, you can't have it. You cannot have it both ways, I'm afraid. And you think that these companies get to do whatever they want to do using our public resources, you've got it wrong. 303-382-1150. 303-382-1150. Democratic FCC Commissioner Michael Copps blasted his own agency, the FCC, for its role in the, quote, listen to this, clear channelization of American radio. The very thing that we are trying not to do here, the very thing that we started KNRC Radio to counter. We're live, we're local, we're not doing homogenized radio on our stations. And here you have a lone Democratic FCC Commissioner Michael Copps blasting his own agency for its role in the clear channelization, in other words, allowing more consolidation to occur, of American radio, charging that the Republican-controlled panel has shortchanged the public by giving the go-ahead to further media consolidation. So Emilio is arguing, listen, if the company owns stations, it can do whatever it wants. But what about the public's right to be well-informed? What about the public being shortchanged by the kind of dishonesty that happens when stations pretend to be operating in your market and you pretend to be giving you a local news show, and in fact it's being voice tracked in some, you know, in Los Angeles or in New York or someplace else, and they're pretending that your local television or radio show is a live local show? Is that honest? Do you think you, as an American public, are being well served? 303-382-1150. So while everybody is concentrating on the obscenity of Howard Stern or Janet Jackson's nipple that may or may not have been seen, we have many larger obscenities going on in American life, and apparently we don't want to look at that because we, as a country, want to see ourselves as better than, as a superior country. We are a country founded on a lot of wonderful idealism, but lately in the practice of it, for example, what's going on in Iraq, the obscenities going on in the prisons in Iraq, the torture that we are engaging in, reveal us as sanctimonious and hypocritical. And furthermore, reveal something else about us as a country. And that is that we will do whatever it takes. It doesn't matter. We talk about idealism. We give a lot of lip service to it. We try to teach our children to be honest. But the truth of the matter is, if you go into most workplaces, if you go into what the corporate expectations are, when Wall Street puts a lot of pressure on you to perform, people will do whatever it takes to get ahead. And I think you're seeing the rawest example of that in Iraq. And I'm so sorry to have to say it. 303-382-1150. Gene, calling from North Glen. Welcome, first-time caller. We have something for you.
Oh, Ian, if I were 40 years younger, I'd be sure trying to take you out to dinner. love your show.
Thank you.
I don't read either one of the newspapers as opposed to your previous guests. I scan them, and they're so right-wing, it just turns me off. But on the couple thing, I
my previous caller thinks that the Post is left-wing.
Yeah, I know. I heard it. That's what got me riled up. I don't trust the newspapers, but I do go to Google News. And interestingly enough, today, you wouldn't guess who came out and said, Mr. St. Clair, you are unpatriotic.
No.
You are a censor. John McCain.
John McCain did write that. He said it was unpatriotic,
yep.
and he said it was offensive. But who knew that the president of St. Clair got busted on a prostitution charge?
We
knew he was a whore for the company, but we didn't know that he was... we knew he was paid as a whore, but we didn't know he was paying whores.
Oh, God, I love you. The other point quickly I'll make, and then I'll get off. Have you had any much discussion on your show about John Dean's new book?
We're having John Dean on as a guest later in the month. What's
oh.
Next oh. week, where he is going to be our guest, and he's going to be live in studio. He's going to be in Denver.
Yeah, and again, on Google News, I saw an interview done by one of the high mucky mucks there. John Dean was a guest, and he said, I think, now memory, if memory serves, there are 11 different ways he could be impeached, if impeachment was possible. But I think the Democrats are sitting on their hands. They should at least put forward a bill of impeachment to bring out this stuff.
Well, they're not going to go anywhere, and they have been sitting on their hands. You were so right about that. The Democrats are among the nearly comatose, and don't get me started. But, Gene, let me ask you, how did you find our show?
I kind of play the dial thing about 8 months ago maybe. And when your station was much, I think, better balanced, now it's almost all conservative except for you. From 12... from 12 till 3, I'm here, but the rest of, I mean, on your numbers, but the rest of the day it is.
So you were channel surfing is how you found us.
I was channel surfing, and I found you, and I liked your voice, first of all, and then I said, boy, wait a while, she's talking some sense. Because some of my conservative friends, well, Rush Limbaugh said this, ergo, it is gospel. And, oh,
well, you know,
stomach.
We're on a mission here to flush Rush, so I hope you tell your friends about KNRC.
I will.
All right. Thank you, Gene.
All right, sweethearts. Hang in there. I just love your show.
Thank you very much. 303-382-1150. Okay. Be the fifth caller, and we will give you a win, a pair of tickets to the Gary Hart speech tonight at Hudson Gardens. I'll be introducing him. It's at 7 o'clock. It is at 6115 South Santa Fe Drive in Littleton. 303-797-8565 if you don't win the set of tickets, or go to the website hudsongardens.com. So the number again, 303-382-1150. Be the fifth caller, 303-382-1150. Be the fifth caller. We're almost there. The next person who calls is going to win that set of tickets tonight. They're worth $12 to Gary Hart at Hudson Gardens. I'm Enid Goldstein. I think we have a winner. You're listening to AM 1150 KNRC.
She's your midday rush alternative. Enid Goldstein on AM 1150 KNRC. Enid Goldstein, KNRC.
We have to talk.
Hi, this is Doug Kellett. Tune in Tuesdays and Thursdays at 4:55 as I discuss financial issues of the week with Willis Ashby of Integra Financial, right here on AM 1150 KNRC.
Dear smokers, my name's Megan, and I'm here to ask you to stop smoking. My daddy used to smoke. He was always promising to quit. He finally did. But then it was too late. He had cancer, and now he's dead. I'm only 10 years old, and I miss my dad. He was my best friend, and now he's gone.
If you're ready to quit smoking, we can help. We're the makers of Smoke Away, a product clinically tested and proven to eliminate your cravings and have you smoke-free in just 7 days. It's all natural and nicotine-free, and best of all, it's guaranteed to work or your money back. Call us today. Thousands have already quit using Smoke Away. Shouldn't you?
Please quit smoking.
Call now for your risk-free trial. 1-800-219-2704. That's 1-800-219-2704. Money back if you aren't cigarette-free in just 7 days. Call toll-free. 1-800-219-2704. That's 1-800-219-2704.
AM 1150 KNRC invites you to expand your world by attending the 2004 KeyBank Denver Distinguished Lecture Series. Tickets are still available for our next featured speaker, Steve Forbes. Steve Forbes will be speaking on Monday, May 17th at Betcher Concert Hall at the Denver Center for the Performing Arts. For information, visit knrcradio.com. The KeyBank Distinguished Lecture Series is a program of Junior Achievement and is sponsored in part by AM 1150 KNRC.
Leadership. Bring it into your life right now from the people who define leadership in America today. KNRC and the Tom Peters Company present the Leadership Challenge Workshop, Tuesday, May 18th from 8 to 4 at the Denver Marriott Southeast. It's inspirational. It's interactive. It's proactive. Go online to denverleaders.com now to learn more and register. Special prices and group rates are available. Log on to denverleaders.com or call 303-527-0607. That's 527-0607. The Leadership Challenge Workshop, a special one-day seminar sponsored by the Denver Business Journal, First National Bank of Colorado, EKSNH Accounting Firm, and presented by the Tom Peters Company and AM 1150 KNRC.
NBC Tonight, the biggest night of the year, Friends Finale Night.
Yay!
Everyone will be watching.
I'm just thinking of all the stuff I should have said and I didn't.
Don't be the only one on the planet who doesn't know how it ends.
I am so in love with you. Please don't go.
But that's not all. After an all-new ER and your late local news, join Jay Leno with the entire cast on the Friends set for the very last time.
It's just the perfect way to say goodbye.
Friends Finale Night. It all starts at 8, 7 Central, NBC Tonight.
Tune in Saturday mornings from 10 to noon for Style Matters, sponsored locally by Denver Skin Aesthetics, Denver skincare experts offering Botox and Restylane. Style Matters entertains you each week with the latest in fashion and style. Hosted by Judy Schwartz and Evelinda Ehrman of the Style Matters column in the Rocky Mountain News. Listen to Style Matters each Saturday from 10 to noon, sponsored by Denver Skin Aesthetics, Denver skincare experts.
Tune in to AM 1150 KNRC on Saturday mornings from 7 to 8 a.m. for the Kiefel Cycling Hour, featuring seven-time Tour de France competitor and Olympic bronze medalist Ron Kiefel. Ron and Megan will talk about cycling news, equipment, and great local rides. It doesn't matter if you're training for the Tour de France like Ron Kiefel, or in Megan's case, just taking those training wheels off for the first time. The Kiefel Cycling Hour has something for everyone, every Saturday morning from 7 to 8 a.m. on AM 1150 KNRC.
She's the Rush alternative.
Did you talk about something else?
And she's not on medication.
Thank you.
Enid Goldstein, noon till 3, exclusively on AM 1150 KNRC. You're listening to the Enid Goldstein Show on AM 1150 KNRC.
The reading tonight of those 721 names was neither intended to provoke opposition to the war, nor was it meant as an endorsement.
Here again, Enid Goldstein.
1:26 on the Tuesday edition of Enid Live. I am yours until 3 o'clock. 303-382-1150 is the number, and I want to congratulate Cindy from Castle Rock. She won the last pair of tickets that we're giving away to the Gary Hart speech tonight at Hudson Gardens, but everybody is welcome to attend. It's at 7 o'clock. And the tickets are $6 a piece, so they're quite doable, and you might get more of it, out of it, actually, than if you were to go to a movie tonight. So I'll be looking forward to seeing you there. I will be introducing Gary Hart. He may want his money back, though. You know, his office is about two blocks away, and I can't get him to walk over to come on to the show. You think I should tell him that? Maybe I will. 303-382-1150. Let's go to the phones. And to Kate, calling from Colorado Springs. First-time caller, Kate, welcome to the show.
Hi, Eamon.
Hi, we have something for you. There you go.
Thanks. I've only heard your broadcast a couple times, but every time I've heard, I've kind of been compelled to call. Not in a positive light, really. I'm a captain in one of the branches of the service, and with the recent outcry of the media with the pictures that came out of the very unfortunate pictures and the mistreatment of Iraqi prisoners. I just think that it's very disheartening to hear you characterize an entire service and, in fact, the entire country on actions of these kids, really, that are over in Iraq right now under circumstances that no one are many people cannot relate to. I think it's scary and it's uneasy ground for me, especially serving right now. So I'd like to caution you to actually it was last week you said, are we really that much better than them? And you know what? I think that on a whole, each one of us has to look at our own actions, and obviously those actions were not appropriate.
Right. So you don't think the question is appropriate? Are we better than them? When look at what we're doing?
No, I don't think we should be judging each other, but I think you should recall.
You don't think anybody, Kate? You don't think anybody should be held accountable for what happened? Because everybody has taken the biggest dive in the world.
Certainly, they should be held accountable, and I pray to God that they are. Those people, they need to be held accountable to the fullest extent of the law. The problem is when you ignore the pictures of our troops that weren't given the right to be POWs but were lined up and executed, or other bodies that were mangled and thrown throughout the streets, you know, when you ignore that and you focus on this bad treatment, it kind of, you know, it makes people...
Wait, Kate, I'm not getting... I don't understand.
It gives them an
exactly.
unrealistic view of...
Wait, but I'm not understanding this exactly. You're saying that they mutilated us in some way
Some American citizens that were mutilated by Iraqi people, and you're making a generalization about American people based on the situation. We'll make the generalization the other way too. It's just, it's unfair and it's disheartening.
Wait a minute, I'm not understanding your argument. Your argument is what? Tell it to me again, please.
My argument is that you have the responsibility to portray the truth, and I believe that saying that.
And what part of the truth do you think I am not portraying?
I think that you're saying that actions of six members of the armed forces, when there are so many people in the armed forces that are doing such a great job that's respectable and in line with the rules, when you're saying that those actions characterize America as not having values and that we on a whole are not better than...
Kate, first of all, let me clarify my position. First of all, it isn't just the sixth. I don't know if you've seen Seymour Hersh's reporting in The New Yorker. It's a whole chain of command that seems to be... It isn't just six people. It's a far...
There is a problem.
And I certainly don't mean to character. First of all, I think people in the military are in a really tough position. You are in there to do something that you probably shouldn't be in there to do in the first place. In my view, this war is irrelevant. There is a real war to be fought on terrorism, and it is not in Iraq. Iraq had nothing to do with 9/11. Saddam Hussein was by this time effectively constrained. What it has done is that it has made us more vulnerable to terrorism, not less. It has taken our eyes off. Excuse me, let me finish. It's taken our eyes off of Afghanistan. But there is something to be said for the obscenities that are going on in Iraq right now. The private contracting.
Yeah.
It's horrible. And I think on that point you and I agree. But I think what the larger picture that's being painted here is the picture of a country that sees itself in the most idealistic and sanctimonious terms and doesn't always live up to it, and lives up to it less and less. Look at all the corporate scandals. Pick up the business page. Every day somebody else is on trial for some kind of a corporate scandal where they're lying, they're cheating, they're stealing, they're ruining the pensions of their stockholders, and you're getting the same set of pressures, and you're getting them in Iraq where performance is And John McCain, was it John McCain or was it Christopher Shea or who was it saying, what dummies, what did they think they were going to get by torturing people? You get a lot of anything, they'll say anything in order for the torture to cease. Mm-hmm. So you don't get good information and you run the risk of a horrible downside. But that short-term gain is exactly what you see on Wall Street, and it's exactly what you're seeing in this horrible torturing situation in Iraq.
Well, I think that we hold ourselves as idealistic. I mean, you see awful things happening every day. You see, young girls being kidnapped and raped and murdered. And I mean, there's awful things that people in our society
are you going to be shipped over to Iraq?
I have no idea. I doubt it. I doubt it very much.
Well, I applaud your service to this country, but I have to say that what's going on there is symptomatic of a much larger issue, a greater obscenity, masquerading under a cloak of hypocrisy and sanctimony. That's what I see going on. And if the truth is too ugly and you get mad at me, don't get mad at me.
I'm not mad at the situation, Kate. I just think that for you to make those kind of judgments when I doubt you've ever been in that type of situation and probably don't understand what they're going through or what the chain of command and the failures in that is.
Oh, nobody's they're all taking a dive.
It's impossible to make those kind of comments.
I am very responsible. Maybe not having been in it and maybe looking at it with some distance gives me a certain perspective that you don't have, but I will grant you, no, I haven't been in combat. But I do thank you for the call, and I hope you will call us again. I appreciate your thoughtful comments. 303-382-1150. 303 1-800-283-8211-50. What do you think about what Kate had to say? She doesn't think I should be making these comments. I appreciate her comments. I disagree with her. I think that there's some greater metaphor going on when you see the torture going on in those Iraqi prisons. I am embarrassed. I am outraged that this country descends to the level that it's supposed to be liberating people from is an amazement to me. And it isn't just a few bad apples spoiling the bushel. There is something going on here that is insidious and has been going on for a period of time. So, again, let's talk about the greater obscenity. Is it what Janet Jackson flipped off everybody at the Super Bowl when she almost bared her more than her soul? Is it an Oprah racy show on teen sex? Is it Howard Stern doing the same show he's been doing for the last 10 years? Ed, in Denver. Hi, you're live with Enid. Ed. Are you there? He's not. 303-382-1150. I'm Enid Goldstein. You're listening to the Lucky Tuesday edition of Enid Live on AM 1150 KNRC.
Award-winning news and entertaining talk. This is AM 1150 KNRC.
1:34, time to check into the KNRC newsroom for an update from Tim McLaughlin. Hi, Tim.
Hi, Enid. Good afternoon. Partly cloudy, 78 degrees. A court hearing today for a man accused of arson. I'll have that story in a moment. First, let's check traffic with Steve Smith in the KNRC Traffic Center.
Westbound C-470 at the Platte Canyon exit, a medical emergency in a vehicle in the lanes of traffic and fire rescue equipment on the scene there. Also had a disabled motorist northbound I-225 at the Cherry Creek Spillway. Everything is out of the way now, we're told. Traffic slowly getting back to normal. Stalled vehicle in traffic, westbound I-70 at Federal Boulevard causing some delays there. Maybe an obstruction of some sort in traffic southbound I-25 south of Alameda Avenue. And at 17th Broadway downtown, the traffic lights are not working properly in either direction there, so use caution as you approach that intersection. Everything else around town looking pretty decent. Looking for a new job? Meet face-to-face with great employers in your community. Attend the Jobbing.com Career Expo today until 5 o'clock inside Invesco Field. Visit Jobbing.com for more details. I'm Steve Smith in the KNRC Traffic Center.
Blake Fiber, who's accused of setting a fatal apartment fire in Glendale last December, is in court again today. A judge has to decide whether the case against Fiber will go to trial. Because of the large number of witnesses, the hearing's expected to continue at least through tomorrow. This report brought to you by your local REMAX office. The independent panel investigating the recruiting scandal at the University of Colorado heard today from the mother and stepfather of Lisa Simpson. She sued the school, saying that she was gang raped at a 2001 recruiting party. Her parents told the panel that wholesale changes are needed at the school. The Colorado Senate has passed a bill cracking down on drunk driving. The measure would lower the legal limit from 0.10 to 0.08. The State House is expected to pass the bill. The governor expected to sign it. If all that happens, the law will probably take effect on July 1st. Whether you're moving across town or across the world, REMAX can handle all of your real estate needs and get the results you want. Call a REMAX office today. REMAX, outstanding agents, outstanding results. We'll take a look at the KNRC weather forecast next. KNRC News Time is 1:36.
She's your midday rush alternative. Enid Goldstein on AM 1150 KNRC. Enid Goldstein, KNRC.
We have to talk.
Ah, nothing beats a warm Colorado evening relaxing on the patio while something delicious sizzles on the barbecue. Is your patio furniture up to the test? Hi, this is Keith Lair with Lair Fireplace and Patio, inviting you to visit any of Lair's three beautiful metro area showrooms to see Colorado's best selection of quality wrought iron patio furniture from O.W. Lee. For three generations, the Lee family has been handcrafting fine wrought iron furniture that is not only beautiful, but built to last a lifetime. Hand-forged by skilled craftsmen with incredible attention to detail and design, O.W. Lee is quite simply the finest wrought iron furniture on the market today. Family owned and operated since 1954, Lair's is Denver's oldest, most trusted name in wrought iron furniture. Plus, we have the best selection of quality gas barbecue grills in the state. At Holly and Evans in Denver, 81st and Sheridan in Arvada, and just north of Arapahoe on Broadway in Littleton, there's a Lair's near you. For premium wrought iron furniture from O.W. Lee, it's Lair Fireplace and Patio.
J. checking the KNRC weather forecast. Partly cloudy, isolated thunderstorms possible this afternoon. We'll see partly cloudy skies tonight and some isolated thunderstorms. Then it'll clear up after midnight. Overnight temperature down to around 50. Mostly sunny for us tomorrow with a high in the upper 80s. Partly cloudy and 78 now. KNRC news time is 1:38. I'm Tim McLaughlin. Our next news at 2 o'clock or when it breaks on AM 1150 KNRC.
Hi, this is Jimmy Lakey, and I'd like to tell you about Big Brothers and Big Sisters of Colorado. Nationally, they're celebrating their 100th year of service, and you can help them celebrate by making a difference. You can support Big Brothers and Big Sisters in many ways. For instance, did you know that by donating your car, you can help provide one-to-one mentoring for over 4,000 of Colorado's kids in need? These kids really need your help, and it's easy to do. Your car or truck is a great tax deduction, and Big Brothers and Big Sisters will tow your vehicle at no expense to you. Even if your car or truck can't be driven, the salvage value makes a huge difference. If you don't have a car to donate, cash is also welcome with Big Brothers and Big Sisters. They also accept most boats, RVs, trailers, and motorcycles. Big Brothers and Big Sisters has touched many people in Colorado and across the nation, and possibly someone you know personally. So join the celebration. Donate today. Call them at 303-433-3666 and tell them Jimmy Lakey told you to call. 303-433-3666. Celebrate 100 years of service. Support Big Brothers and Big Sisters of Colorado.
He's looking out for you.
Listen.
Bill O'Reilly, weekdays at 10 a.m., exclusively with the Radio Factor on AM 1150 KNRC. You're listening to the Enid Goldstein Show on AM 1150 KNRC. Here again, Enid Goldstein.
I could escape this feeling with my charming girl. I feel a wreck without my little charming girl. I hear her heart beat.
1:39 on the Lucky Tuesday edition of Enid Live, I'm Yours. Until 3 o'clock, and in the next hour, Amy Goodman will be joining us. She is the host of Democracy Now!, and she has a brand new book out. She'll be live with us in studio, and many of you are great fans of hers. And I want to thank the guys, Roger and Ron. They really have done a great job. We've had some technical problems today, and they're getting solved. All right, let's go to the phone. 303, they're just a couple of lines open, 303-382-1150. We're talking about the Kate's call, other people's calls, because you know, while the FCC is fooling around with the obscenity of Janet Jackson or Howard Stern, there are major obscenities going on now, and we are seeing the end product of them occurring in the Iraqi prison. You can say, okay, it's just a few people, it's a few bad apples. Actually, it's not a few bad apples. There's just a whole group of people, starts from the top, that are involved with that obscenity in Iraq, but that's only a part of the obscenity. Let's just say it's limited to even under 100 people. That's not the point. The point is we should have never been in there in the first place. That itself was a huge obscenity. The casualties among the Iraqis, which we don't even keep track of, are in the thousands. We have there are over 600 of our service people dead. Six, I think, killed the other day. The number keeps rising, and many, many, many maimed, horrifically maimed. Their lives will never be the same, and that is the major hypocrisy. 303-382-1150, 303-382-1150. Martha calling on a cell, first-time caller. Martha, welcome to Enid Live.
Thank you. I wanted to talk
about I have something for you before you get going.
Thanks.
You're welcome.
I wanted to talk about the hypocrisy of war, because our country supposedly believes in these high ideals and raises our citizens to live according to the law, which includes not killing people. And yet we think war is an honorable activity in which our soldiers are trained to kill people, and they're trained to dehumanize those people, to not think of them as people so that they can go kill them. And war is based on the stupidity that one side, the side that kills the most bodies of the other side wins. And so there's this stupid hypocrisy going on. And we've got to stop treating war as if it's an honorable activity. The media perpetuates this myth. And
it's an honorable activity when you are defending yourself.
Yeah.
When there's a point to it. But this was this was a complete irrelevancy. And look what's happening. I mean, nobody's using the word in the first maybe 2 months of the war when things were bogging down. After we came in very quickly, but then after that there was people using the Q word, the quagmire word. And nobody's using it now, but it's worse than a quagmire. It's a quagmire. It's an obscenity. It's horrific. And we need to get out of there. And we need to get out of there very quickly. Martha, I thank you for the call. And I hope you'll call us again. 303-382-1150. Brad, on a cell. Hi, you're live with Enid.
Hello?
Hi, Brad.
Hi. I just wanted to give you my opinion. As far as Howard Stern's goes, I wouldn't sit down and listen to him with my 9-year-old daughter because I kind of know what's going on there. Whereas with my 9-year-old daughter, I was watching the Super Bowl, and I thought that was totally uncalled for, and I agree with the FCC.
Well, I agree, too, that I didn't like Janet Jackson's number in the Super Bowl. I didn't like that whole deal. It was way too sexual for the Super Bowl. But since sex, but here's the other hypocrisy. Sex is used to sell you everything in this country, from tires to cars to homes to you name it. And yet, except for a few counties in Nevada, you cannot buy sex legally.
I'm just talking, the only point I want to make is the FCC should, and I hope they do something about Janet Jackson. I know there's a lot of other problems. The war in Iraq's a joke, but I don't know why you're connecting the two because it's nothing to do with the FCC. The FCC should be out.
All right, I'm going to tell you, Brad, I'm going to put your thinking cap on, and I'm going to tell you exactly why I'm connecting the two. I'm talking about focusing what the FCC is a metaphor for, focusing on some small nothing and calling it obscene when a much larger obscenity is in progress, and the larger obscenity within the FCC would be allowing all this broadcast consolidation so that an outfit like Sinclair can lie to you in a million ways, can politically censor what you see because it thinks something's not patriotic. This from the head of Sinclair, who got busted on a prostitution charge about picking up a hooker and engaged in oral sex. So you can see the hypocrisy. And as far as the larger obscenity, we're fighting a war we shouldn't have been fighting in the first place. It takes us away from the real war on terrorism. The obscenities that we have perpetrated there, both in terms of casualties that we never hear about of the Iraqis who have died, who have been maimed irretrievably, and now the horrific kind of atrocities we are perpetrating as we deal with prisoners. Many of them are just civilians caught up in a sweep. I mean, this is just amazing with electric wires coming out of them.
I understand what you're saying. I just thought that you were saying that the FCC kind of big-dealed something they shouldn't be big-dealing, and I would disagree with that. I know there's a lot worse things in the world than Janet Jackson showing her tit, but that doesn't mean I should have to look at it. Actually,
you could, unless you had a microscope up to the television set, you couldn't see it.
I could see it because it was my brand new 120-inch TV. I was real proud of it. Me and my 9-year-old daughter were watching it, and I've seen it. Just some guy rips her top off. He should be more.
It was not even a fraction of a second. I don't think you saw it unless you TiVoed it, and everybody in the world was TiVoing it. But I get your point.
We saw it. It was obvious. Everybody.
Yeah. So what did you say to your? So what did you say to your daughter? Did you use it as a teaching moment?
I didn't say a word to it. It was just too. It was just shocking. I was just in total shock.
Brad, darling, act like a father and don't expect the FCC to act like a man and use it as a teaching moment to say, you know what, I think that stinks and this is why I think that stinks you doing that. And this is because she's going to encounter a lot of stuff and she needs a set of guidelines as to how to handle it and how to view it.
After the fact, Nina, I did talk to her because I thought maybe my eyes were playing tricks on me that something like that possibly couldn't happen. I did talk to my daughter.
All right, and Brad, and I'm going to spell my name. It's not Nina. It's Enid, E-N-I-D, and I thank you for the call. 303-382-1150. Matt calling from Denver. Hi, you're live with Enid.
Hi, Enid.
Hi, Matt.
How you doing?
Good.
All right. I'm just kind of happy to hear somebody talking about, like, media consolidation and all that on the radio, because you don't usually get to hear about that on Clear Channel stations.
Oh, and why not? Why do you think you're not hearing about it, Kevin?
Yeah, I have no idea.
No idea. I mean, we're all scratching our heads. Why would that be? The largest radio station ownership in the country. Why isn't there talking about what a bad thing it is to have media consolidation?
And I've heard somewhere, and I can't cite any sources, that they're trying, that they want to deregulate all media so you can own more than one type of media in the same market. Like,
they want to deregulate even further. So, in other words, they want further media consolidation. There's a limit. If you own newspapers, if you own television stations on the cross ownership, there is a limit on what, not much, not a huge limit like there was once. But the media owners don't even want those kinds of limits. So they're pushing for more and more deregulation, which means more and more consolidation. And guess who loves that idea more than life itself? Michael Powell and this administration. And that's why you've got the big media owners Dixie-chicking anybody who threatens this administration in any way, shape, or form.
Yeah, I know. I mean, it's kind of a step towards 1984. Pretty soon we're just going to have, like, balloons flying on the walls and clowns in it. And
we do. We have clowns in there called our president and vice president. I thank you for the call. 303-382-1150. Kevin, calling from Denver. Hi, you're live with Enid.
Enid, good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
I think these current atrocities are just the tip of the iceberg. So the other caller that called and was talking about, you know, this small group that we shouldn't really complain a lot about the military. But I think it goes a lot deeper. I think our administration from the White House on down has created such a shroud of secrecy regarding enemy combatants, detainees, people in federal prisons, Guantanamo Bay, and these prisons in Iraq, that it creates an environment that not only permits atrocities, but as a minimum condones or even encourages them. So this General Kopinski, I watched a couple of her interviews, and my gut feeling is she's being used as a scapegoat. These atrocities weren't a part of the prison that she was not in charge of. The intelligence, military intelligence, was in charge, and that officer worked directly for General Sanchez. So I think he ought to be found somewhat responsible, considering.
Well, she may be a scapegoat. I don't know, but it seems to me that if she was barred out of, and she's the general there, if she was barred out of one part of the prison, why was she, and why didn't she investigate that further? But I don't know if she's being made to take the hit. She has said, and has been quoted as saying, you know, as a reservist, it's easier to go after the reservists than it is to the people who have made the military.
That's probably true.
Their career. All right, I thank you very much for the call, Kevin. 303-382-1150. Gary calling on a cell. Hi, you're live with Enid.
Hi, Enid. You were talking about hypocrisy in the media. Your station has a slogan, hear both sides talk. But on your station, you have 12 hours of right-wing, hard right-wing Republican talk, and 3 hours of something other than that. I'm talking about weekday programming.
Actually, that's not true. There is Lionel at night, and then there's Alan Combs.
Well,
but you're right.
Yeah.
In terms of prime time, it's me, and be happy for that.
In prime time, that's it. But that's all.
Because the lore in the talk radio business is that liberal talk radio can't succeed, or non-conservative talk radio can't succeed.
That's not true.
It's not true. I agree with you. It's
absolutely
not true.
It's absolutely untrue, and it's also unprovable. You've got conservative ownership of stations, and they put on. There's a woman in Florida with
Randy Rhodes.
Yeah, who's doing owns the marketplace.
Yep, she's on Clear. She's on Clear Channel, and I think she's also on Air America.
Yeah, if you're good, you're going to get numbers. It has nothing to do with your politics. It has nothing.
I agree with you. I think it's about if it were true, then every wannabe Rush, and believe me, the universe is filled with them. Every wannabe Rush would be as successful as he is. He's been very successful, but it is whether you're compelling. It's not whether you're liberal or whether you're conservative.
Absolutely, and you're talking about the same kind of propaganda on your station. You're left of center, slightly left of center. You've got somebody who's slightly right of center, and then you've got three people that are reactionary right-wingers, who are not conservatives, by the way. There's a difference.
Well, let them know how you feel about their shows. Call them. I'm sure they can use the calls.
Okay, thank you,
Gary. 382-1150. I'm Enid Goldstein. You're listening to AM 1150 KNRC. I hope that I meet you tonight at Hudson Gardens. I'm going to be introducing Gary Hart. He will be speaking at 7 o'clock. As you know, former U.S. Senator from Colorado tried to warn Condoleezza a couple of times before 9/11 that terrorism could happen. Did a bipartisan report with Warren Rudman practically predicting 9/11. And did a follow-up report after 9/11 talking about how we can make the United States safer. And very few of those provisions, I think, have ever been implemented. So it'll be interesting to hear Gary Hart's thoughts, and particularly in the wake of all of this these atrocities being committed in Iraqi prisons by who? Us. I'm Enid Goldstein. You're listening to AM 1150 KNRC.
Libs lover.
True love is the greatest thing in the world.
Conservatives hater.
Ignoramus.
We have absolutely nothing in common.
And we all know her. Enid Goldstein on AM 1150 KNRC.
Quest Choice Business. Your business line plus any five features for just $39.99 a month. Over 100,000 small businesses have already signed up for Quest Choice Business. Shouldn't you?
Preposterous!
Millions of women over 35 are not getting enough phosphorus, an essential mineral for bone health. Meanwhile, they've been told that taking calcium alone is enough to build healthy bones. Frankly, that's preposterous! Now there's Posture D, the only leading calcium supplement with both the minerals you need to build and maintain bone density. Posture D in the orange box. It's calcium plus phosphorus. Posture D, because building bones with calcium alone is preposterous!
During the month of May, join Walgreens and the American Cancer Society in the fight against breast cancer. Buy a paper bloom for $1 at Walgreens. Your contribution helps fight breast cancer. And 100% of the proceeds will benefit the American Cancer Society. It's your chance to make a difference supporting research, helping raise awareness, and providing needed support services. Buy a paper bloom to fight breast cancer at your nearby Walgreens. Hope blooms with you.
AM 1150 KNRC and the Denver Business Journal present Insights, fascinating people making an impact on our world. Tune in to KNRC weekdays at 7:20 a.m. to hear interviews with leaders like Charles Schwab, Michael Dell of Dell Computers, Gloria Steinem, and Archbishop Desmond Tutu. These extraordinary individuals will share what made the difference in their careers and help them to establish their roles as leaders. Insights is brought to you by EKS&H Accounting and Business Advisory Firm and First National Bank of Colorado.
My name is Lucy. I work for the CIA. We've decided to put Enid Goldstein into the Witness Protection Program.
I can't tell you where,
but it's somewhere in Canada, out of the reach of President Bush.
Enid Goldstein, weekday afternoons from noon till 3 on AM 1150 KNRC.
Right about now, the Funk Soul Brother. Check it out now, the Funk Soul Brother. Right about now, the Funk Soul Brother. Check it out now, the Funk Soul Brother. Right about now. Funk Soul Brother, check it out now. Funk Soul Brother, right about now. Funk Soul Brother, right about now.
You're listening to the Enid Goldstein Show on AM 1150 KNRC.
Together, we will build a stronger America. And for those who want to stand in our way, we got three words for them. Bring it on. Let's go.
Here again, Enid Goldstein.
AM 1150 KNRC is what you're listening to. 1:55 is the time. This is the Tuesday edition of Enid Live. I'm yours until 3 o'clock, and in the next hour, Amy Goodman will be joining us. She's the host of Democracy Now! She has a brand new book out. We'll be talking about that. But what did Borowitz say on the Borowitz report? There was a typo. They didn't mean to say mission accomplished. I don't know what they meant to say. But I wish the Kerry campaign would use that mission accomplished, would use Senor AWOL, who couldn't wait to hit the deck of the Abraham Lincoln, but who couldn't wait to run away from his, what laughingly refers to itself as his military service. Was he AWOL? Was he a deserter? Cheney famously said he had more important things to do. Cheney got 5 deferments, including one where his first child was born 9 months and 2 days later. You know, after they made some kind of a change so that if you were a married man but you had no children, you were therefore eligible for the draft. Well, he became a married man with a kid very quickly as he possibly could. And these are the people making the decisions. And look at the decisions they're making. Not one of them. The only good decision they've made so far, and even it's beginning to unravel, the good decision they've made so far is that they have been brilliant in their public relations. But everything that they have attempted, whether it's the war in Iraq, whatever they have attempted, whether it's the economy, even the lies that they have told in order to get the Medicare prescription benefit in place, which hardly benefits seniors but benefits greatly the drug companies and the HMOs, whether it's that, whether it's looking for weapons of mass destruction, whatever it is that they've been engaged in, they have been almost incompetent. And apparently there is some disagreement in the testimony before the 9/11 Commission Bush and Cheney, and, you know, the joke was, which knee did Bush decide he was going to sit on? And when the two of them walked arm in arm into the 9/11 Commission for the testimony, or the 9/11 Commission walked arm in arm to find the two of them deciding which knee Bush Dickey should sit on during the testimony. In any event, it conflicts with Clinton's testimony. Clinton said that he stressed to Bush and the incoming administration that Osama bin Laden was number one, that terrorism was number one. And Bush makes it sound like, oh, it was North Korea, it was, you know, it was a lot of other stuff, and we didn't know. What do you mean we didn't know? We knew. He knew. If he didn't know, then the man is too dumb to breathe. Then he has an IQ that doesn't even hover at room temperature. But apparently, Time Magazine is reporting that there is some conflict between the two testimonies, between President Clinton's testimony, where he stressed, and said so in a speech last October, that he stressed to the incoming administration that Osama bin Laden would be his number one problem. And judging from the reporting that I've seen for quite a long time, that sounds consistent. But again, the larger obscenity here isn't what's going on with Howard Stern's show. It's not even what's going on with Oprah Winfrey's show. And it's not going on with Janet Jackson. It's the obscenity, the larger obscenities, a war that we never needed to be in the first place, that was completely irrelevant, that is draining us of lives, that is draining us of resources in every way, money, that is stretching our military so thin that we're really going to be too tired to fight the real fight on terrorism. This has been a complete irrelevancy. And I think when we look back in this time, we'll see that this was the beginning of the end for us unless somebody saves it very quickly. I'm Enid Goldstein. One more hour of Enid coming up right here on AM 1150 KNRC. My guest, Amy Goodman, host of Democracy Now! New book, The Exception to the Rulers, Exposing Oily Politicians, War Profiteers, and the Media That Love Them. She'll be joining us shortly. And I hope I get to see you at the Gary Hart Lecture tonight. I'll be introducing him. That's at Hudson Gardens, 7 o'clock. I'm Enid Goldstein. You're listening to the Tuesday edition of Enid Live on AM 1150 KNRC.
Hear Colorado talk. This is Colorado's locally owned and operated AM 1150 KNRC, Englewood, Denver's premier talk station.
KNRC News Time, 2 o'clock.
NBC News Radio, I'm John Siegenthaler. Defense Secretary Donald Rumsfeld is condemning the abuse of Iraqi prisoners by U.S. soldiers, calling it totally unacceptable and un-American. His comments came after senators listened to the Army's Assistant Chief of Staff on the issue in a closed-door hearing.
The department has been aware of it since it was first noticed, and up the chain of command we're told that there were investigations into alleged abuses as long ago as last January 16th. It takes time for reports to be finished.
The Senate panel wants to hear more from Rumsfeld at any future hearing. The Pentagon has started notifying tens of thousands of soldiers that they will be sent to Iraq this year. The troops being called up of about 10,000 active duty soldiers and Marines and 37,000 troops from the Reserve and National Guard. That's the news at this hour. I'll see you later on CNBC. I'm John Siegenthaler, NBC News Radio.
Can the right brakes make you faster? In 1953, it was their revolutionary new braking system that allowed Jaguar to dominate Le Mans. Better brakes meant drivers could attack the straightaways with far more ferocity, a lesson well remembered to this day. The new 2005 Jaguar S-Type R, born with race-inspired Brembo brakes, lives for faster laps. Jaguar, born to perform.
Let's be honest. By now, you've probably heard of Levitra, Levitra Vardenafil HCL. I bet you're still wondering, does Levitra really do what it's supposed to? Well, I could tell you, but where's the fun in that? Talk to your doctor. Find out for yourself. You know, when they say nothing ventured, nothing gained, they aren't kidding.
Ask your doctor if a free trial is right for you. Call 1-866-LEVITRA or visit Levitra.com to find out more. Levitra, when it counts. Individual results may vary.
Winner of 8 Associated Press Awards for journalistic excellence, including Best Newscast, award-winning news and entertaining talk. This is Denver's AM 1150 KNRC.
Good afternoon. Partly cloudy, 78 degrees. I'm Tim McLaughlin, KNRC News. A court hearing today for the man accused of setting the Spanish Gate apartment fire. I'll have that story in a moment. First, let's check traffic. Here's Steve Smith in the KNRC Traffic Center.
Freeway traffic moving along in pretty good shape right now. Westbound C-470 approaching Platte Canyon, getting back to normal after some earlier medical issues there. However, at Wadsworth and Chatfield, three cars got tangled up in an accident. And at Wadsworth and Park Hill Road, which is just south of Bowles, there's an injury accident. Should be in the clearing stages right about now. 17th and Broadway downtown, the lights are not working properly in either direction there. Use caution. 80th Avenue remains closed between Quebec and Poplar Streets because of a broken water main. Havilland High Mileage Protection Motor Oil is specially formulated to clean and protect engines driven more than 75,000 miles. Add more life to your car with Havilland High Mileage Protection Motor Oil. I'm Steve Smith in the KNRC Traffic Center.
The man accused of starting that Glendale apartment fire last December is in court today. The judge has to decide whether the case against Blake Feber will go to trial. The fire killed 46-year-old Nancy Weaver, who lived on the fifth floor of the Spanish Gate Apartments, left more than 40 residents without a home. Weaver's boyfriend took the stand today. He says he had raced over to Weaver's building and stood outside for more than an hour, waiting for firefighters to respond. His testimony made an impression on Weaver's best friend, Suzanne Smith, who spoke outside the Arapahoe County Courthouse.
Yeah, it's easy to blame somebody. It's easy, but, you know, you have to come and hear the facts. You know, and it's hard to, you know, hear that she wasn't rescued when it sounds like there was sufficient amount of time and people there to do that. So that's tough.
Fiber's attorney is claiming that firefighters are responsible for the blaze destroying the building. Fiber lived on the first floor of the building, which is where investigators believe that fire started. Due to the number of witnesses, the hearing's expected to carry over at least through tomorrow. This report brought to you by Chevron. The CU investigative panel has to issue its final report by Friday of next week, and today they heard from the parents of Lisa Simpson. She's filed suit against the school, saying she was gang raped at a recruiting party in 2001. Her mother and stepfather told the panel that that wholesale changes are needed at the school. Simpson's father, stepfather, Rick Byrd.
The testing administration has known for years there was a problem, and yet the culture has not changed and will not change until the university has new leadership.
He and his wife told the panel the university's response to their daughter's claim of rape has been mostly vindictive. Meanwhile, former CU football coach Rick Neuheisel, through his attorney, says he didn't know about the allegations of a 1997 rape by CU football players until he read about it in the paper. The lawyer says Neuheisel says he found out at the same time as athletic director Dick Tharp. Tharp said during his testimony before the panel that Neuheisel knew about the problem but told Tharp that there wouldn't be anyone charged, and it, quote, wasn't that big of a deal. Walmart is giving a boost to the Columbine Memorial Fund. The national retailer is giving $20,000 to the fund, which will be used to build a one-acre memorial site at Clement Park next to Columbine High School. In sports, the Colorado Avalanche hope to become only the third team to come back from a 3-0 playoff deficit. Tonight, they've got a chance to pull even with the San Jose Sharks. Game 6 tonight at the Pepsi Center. If the Avs win, the series goes back to San Jose on Thursday for the deciding seventh game. After a long home stretch, the Colorado Rockies are back on the road tonight. They're across the border in Montreal to start a 3-game series against the Expos. Jason Jennings climbs the hill for the Rocks tonight. If you think all gasolines are alike, think again. Many can leave harmful deposits on vital engine parts. But Chevron, with Techron, helps clean up deposits, helping your car perform like it should. Your exclusive Weather Channel forecast is next. KNRC News Time is 2:05.
This is AM 1150 KNRC.
Do not change the channel.
Not your grandfather's talk radio station. We're yours.
We're yours.
The new generation of Denver talk radio can be found here. AM 1150.
AM 1150.
Lock it in.
Hi, this is Doug Kellett. I want to tell you about Willis Ashby of Integra Financial. When it comes to managing your retirement, where you keep your money is just as important as how you invest it. If you're like most people, you have a taxable account and a tax-deferred account. You need to be tax smart. Integra says you should keep your safe money inside your tax-deferred account and your risky money in your taxable account. Money that comes out of your tax-qualified account is taxed as ordinary income. And money that comes out of your taxable account can sometimes be taxed as capital gain. Also, if you have a loss, it can be deducted, where in a tax-deferred account, it can't be. If you don't have the easy way to do your financial planning or review, call Willis Ashby at Integra Financial at 303-220-5525. Willis has an easy system that may work for you. For your financial questions, call Integra 303-220-5525. Integra Financial, helping people make some good financial decisions since 1989.
I'm Mike Stenniford with the KNRC forecast and the Weather Channel. A rather summer-like weather pattern for the next several days. This afternoon, partly cloudy skies and a couple summer-like thunderstorms may pop up, and we'll get up to a high of 83. We'll turn fair tonight, low near 50, a mostly sunny and a warmer day on Wednesday, high 87, highs in the mid to upper 80s on Thursday with plenty of sunshine. For the Weather Channel, I'm Mike Stenniford on AM 1150, KNRC.
Partly cloudy and 78 now. KNRC News Time is 2:07. I'm Tim McLaughlin. Our next news at 2:35 or when it breaks on AM 1150, KNRC.
From AM 1150, KNRC, Denver's choice for talk. Now, one of the Mile High City's most compelling talk hosts, Enid Goldstein. The producer is Joe Anderson. Board operations, Jordan Lyles. Now, here's Enid.
2:07, 7 minutes after 2 o'clock. Welcome to the Tuesday edition of Enid Live. I'm yours until 3 o'clock, and with me live in studio, here by a lot of, by popular demand, Amy Goodman, host of Democracy Now! You hear her on Pacifica Radio. And where do they hear you? Can they hear you on KGNU. Okay.
In Boulder. And as well, we're on more than 220 radio and TV stations around the country. So in Denver, we're on DCTV, which is Denver Community Television, I believe at midnight. Also, Free Speech TV, which is Boulder-based. It's the oldest nonprofit TV channel in the country, and it's on Dish Network, channel 9415, four times a day, and that's television. So it is very exciting right now. We're the largest public media collaboration in the country.
Congratulations. And Amy has written a book called The Exception to the Rulers Exposing Oily Politicians, of which there are no shortage, I'm sure. You probably had to wash your hands as you were typing. War Profiteers and the Media That Love Them. You wrote it with your brother, David Goodman, and Amy's going to be appearing tonight at the Central Presbyterian Church at 7 p.m., 1660 Sherman Avenue in Denver. I'll give you a phone number, 303-449-4885, but people can just show up.
Oh, yeah.
And it's $15 at the door, and Tattered Cover will handle the book sales. And so that's tonight, 7 o'clock at the Central Presbyterian Church, 1660 Sherman, $15 at the door.
And I'm very excited to see
people. What are you going to be talking about?
The Exception to the Rulers. It's the title of the book, but it is also about what media should be. There is a reason why our profession is the only one that is protected by the U.S. Constitution, because we are supposed to be the check and balance on the government. And unfortunately, the media in this country have reached an all-time low, and it's about time the media start challenging, well, just the subtitle, Exposing Oily Politicians, War Profiteers, and the Media That Love Them. I was just going to say, you shouldn't be confused, because at Amazon.com, when the book was first being offered in the pre-order time, it said at Amazon, although people should buy their books at Tattered Cover, by the way, it said at Amazon, those interested in this book might also be interested in acne and wrinkle products. Why?
Why?
Because it underscored the word oily, exposing oily politics. So much for computer brains.
You know, that reminds me of an ad I once saw in Mad Magazine, the Atomic Zitlifter, and it came with putty to fill in the holes. What I should say about Amy Goodman, if she is new to you, is that she is a journalist. She's won the top awards in journalism, in broadcast journalism, the George Polk Award, the DuPont Award, the Robert F. Kennedy Prize for International Reporting. So that's pretty hot stuff.
And most important are the stories that we're covering. From Massacre, the story of East Timor, the documentary I did with my colleague Alan Nairn, to the documentary exposing Chevron, called Drilling and Killing, Chevron and Nigeria's Oil Dictatorship, which I did with my colleague Jeremy Scahill. These are stories that need to be told in this country, because all too often our relationship with other countries is through the barrel of a gun. And people in this country, I know if they knew, if the media spotlight were focused in the right place instead of on celebrities' private lives, people would say no, that that is not the way the rest of the world should understand
it. What we've been talking about, and you probably haven't been listening to the show, is the show began with the Sinclair story. We were talking about that all last week. Sinclair Television pulling from its 8 markets, many of them in swing states. Isn't that what a coincidence that would be? The Nightline show, Ted Koppel's show, last Friday night, the ratings were up 30% over the other shows that he did that week. So the publicity certainly helped his viewership. But it came to my attention that the head of Sinclair, the president and CEO, had been busted on a prostitution charge in 1996. I don't know if you're aware of that. Using the company Mercedes, interestingly enough, a car registered to Sinclair Broadcasting. A man who had talked about how unpatriotic, who was posturing his patriotism and his morality, but he had a prostitution bust. And I thought, isn't it funny? I thought he was the whore, but I guess he was also paying the whore. And so we were talking about that.
Also interesting that, of course, Sinclair Broadcasting, 98% of its campaign contributions go to the Republican Party.
That's right. And, of course, they would be heavily in favor of additional media consolidation. Then we talked about the FCC, and we talked about the fines to Stern. And Stern and Jimmy Kimmel's listeners are petitioning the FCC to fine Oprah because she did a teen sex show. And they don't want to see a double standard. And because they're in being so scrutinized, they want Oprah to be scrutinized as well. So they've got a big letter-writing campaign, and the FCC was inundated with 1,600 letters wondering why Oprah wasn't being sanctioned for doing a racy teen sex show. And so as the FCC contemplates the obscenity of Janet Jackson's nipples and Howard Stern's the same show he's been doing for the last decade, the greater obscenity seemed to pass everybody by. The greater obscenity of additional media consolidation, the greater obscenity of a press that acts more like cheerleaders and stenographers, the greater obscenity of a war that we should never have been involved in the first place, the greater obscenity of outsourcing everything. I'm thinking maybe it would be smarter to outsource the presidency, but outsourcing even those interrogators and those Iraqi prisoners, and the greater obscenity of what is going on there as we in our sanctimony like to believe that we are so much better than the country we have invaded. So in that whole landscape comes Amy Lopes in Amy Goodman, writing The Exception to the Rulers, exposing oily politicians, war profiteers, and the media that love them, her new book. So talk to me about a consolidated broadcast environment, because that's what you started out with, and how it keeps us from knowing what's going on, or maybe we pay them to keep us from knowing because we don't want to know. We don't want our complacency disturbed particularly.
I don't really think people don't want to know. I think people are hungry for information. But no matter how many channels there are, and they are proliferating, what matters is who owns them, as we see with Sinclair Broadcasting wanting to shut down what I consider what they want to do highly unpatriotic, because we're talking about shutting down a program which on that day, and let me tell you, I am a fierce critic of Nightline, but on that day, on Friday night, was naming the names of the soldiers who have died in Iraq, more than 700 of them. That is honoring the dead. To hear each person's name lets people know their story, gives them humanity, gives them a face. And I really do think that if the media in this country were to show the true face of war, were to show us the children blown up by cluster bombs in Iraq, show us the women dead in the street, that war would be abolished, because we come from the most powerful country on earth. And there's a reason why the Bush administration doesn't want us to see these images. Well, you expect that. It's government. And it wouldn't just be the Bush administration.
So why is the press playing lapdog here?
That's right. That is the key question. And they know exactly what they're doing. Let's take CNN, for example.
All right, let me go back, because there are some reporters, if they were to ask the tough questions, and this being a tough, manipulative administration, those reporters would be shut out. They wouldn't be able to do their jobs. They would be committing a kind of career suicide, and they would be reassigned. I can understand that part of it, but you have a lot of opinion makers, you have a lot of columnists who have also fallen in line. So go ahead with CNN. They are suffering in the ratings to Fox. Is that
well? In the case you just described about giving up access, David and I, in The Exception to the Rulers, call it the access of evil. And it's about trading truth for access, and it's not worth it. Listen, the politicians need us more than we need them. Now, on CNN, to show how deliberate this is, CNN has two networks, CNN International and CNN Domestic. We watch CNN Domestic here in this country. In the morning, their news meetings were together, especially in the midst of the invasion in the well in Atlanta. They decide what to put on. They've got the same pool of images. CNN Domestic fed us, let's take one famous day. A year ago, Saddam Hussein's statue is pulled down by U.S. troops in Fardo Square. Everyone remembers all the networks and CNN bringing us the statue going down, then comes up, statue going down, comes up, all through the day. CNN International also showed that, but they showed a split screen. And on the other side, they show the casualties of war, because CNN International knew they could not get away with sanitizing those pictures because the rest of the world was seeing other images. In this country, for domestic consumption, we are talking about a completely sanitized war. On Democracy Now!, we interviewed Aaron Brown for an hour, the CNN host anchor. And we asked him why they're not showing those images. And he said that they are tasteless. No, not the images. War is tasteless. And we asked, where are the voices of peace? And he said, I admit we came late to the peace movement. But once the war began, it's on. Those voices are irrelevant. Oh, really? How does he think the Vietnam War ended? You think of the little girl burning with napalm, those famous pictures. These are images that ended war. It's not our responsibility to sanitize the images. I am not for this whole reality TV thing that's going on in this country, but I am for reality TV when it comes to war.
I'm with you. And what's Aaron Brown going to say? Because it's his job, and it's going to be his job to defend CNN. So he's going to tell you the party line, and in order for him to be able to live with himself, he's convinced himself that he believes what he's telling you. But the question that I would have to ask is that, all right, that's CNN. What about the other coverage? What about what comes to mind is John Dean and Watergate. We were outraged then, but our level, we are more inured to those ghastly images that were extremely shocking and unsettling during the Vietnam era. But if we see them now, I don't know that they have the same power to shock us. We are, the bar has been raised. And the outrage that was expressed during Watergate, we're not hearing that outrage now. And when we hear it, it's not enough. And there's been a period here of just one horrible book after another exposing what's going on in the regime, what I refer to as the regime in Washington.
What we refer to as the oligarchy.
The oligarchy?
Yes. I mean, you look at them. You've got Bush, who's a failed oil man.
Yeah.
You've got Cheney, who's the former head of the largest oil services corporation in the world. You've got Condoleezza Rice, who had
a
Chevron oil tanker named after her. You've got Don Evans, head of commerce, who headed a petroleum company. You've got Spencer Abraham, who was a one-time congressman, the largest recipient of oil campaign contributions of any other senator. Yes, I think what we've seen in Washington is the ascendancy of the oligarchy.
Well, you're more subtle than I am. I have renamed George W. Bush Dickie because I think it's a more apt description. In this way, I can say that there are two Dicks running the White House, and the Dickie is actually the puppet president, and Big Dick Cheney is your real president. Let's go to the phones, 303-382-1150. You might have some questions for Amy Goodman. Dick, calling from Denver. Hi, you're live with Enid and Amy Goodman on AM 1150 KNRC.
I tell you what, I'm in informational heaven here. This is nirvana to have my two favorite media people on the air at the same time. Amy, thank you for years of service. I was with you through 911 and through the situation in East Timor. I've been on your website more hours than certainly I've been on any newspaper, reading any newspaper, and I read a fair amount of newspapers, too. But I really appreciate what you're doing. And, Enid, what you're doing here in Denver is taking on the clear channels of the world, and I really appreciate that here locally with KNRC 1150 AM. You guys are keeping hope alive, if you will. I'm wondering if we shouldn't just rename the country Hypocrisy R Us, because the situation has definitely gotten out of control. We extol the virtues of a free press, and yet we won't hear word one about the consolidation of the media from any Clear Channel radio station, but we'll hear everything about anything that titillates. And that's why I think they're even going after these obscenity situations, is just because it sells advertising. Even the puritanical surprise and hysteria that comes after Janet Jackson's Super Bowl halftime show, or after Howard gets, you know, called on the carpet, or Jimmy Kimmel, they know that it boosts ratings and to do those things. And in the long run, it suits them to misdirect our attention to those issues while we go into Saddam Hussein's prisons and behave in exactly the obscene anti-human ways that Saddam behaved. You know, we shut down newspapers there, and we send in these private contractors. Well, the way I understood it is, there were military intelligence officers and CIA operatives that were telling those reservists or those six misguided youth what to do. And I think it's part of a larger systemic infestation of immorality in our administration right down through the ranks, because I wouldn't be a bit surprised to find out if we weren't letting people languish in Pakistani jails because they're allowed to do more than we can, if we aren't setting up situations where the CIA agent is saying to some...
Well, I think, Dick, if you look at the New Yorker reporting, Cy Hirsch talking about this is not just an isolated incident, that a lot of people had to be in on it. It exposes the scandal of private contractors doing some of the interrogation. So... I think you're right about that, and I think, but here's what we're concerned with, that as these things become exposed, how is it that they lack the power to shock? I mean, even when we see these stories, even when they're heavily reported, how is it that a public opinion seems to be stuck somewhere, you know, between 50, you know, the split between the reds and the blues? That's really the issue, and I thank you very much for your wonderful and generous comments.
I thank you
so much for calling in. I don't think that they're heavily reported, though. That's the problem. I mean, Cy Hirsch did an amazing piece looking at the allegations of torture at the Abu Ghraib prison, not just allegations. I mean, we see the pictures. But when it sinks into the American consciousness, it's when it's on the front page of the papers day in and day out, let's say 5 days straight in a row. Whenever we critique, say, the New York Times, because I'm not just about looking at Fox and saying, oh, look at that, you know, if only people would read the New York Times. We've got two chapters in the exception to the rulers on the New York Times. One of them is called The Lies of Our Times. People aren't stupid. More than half the people in this country believe that the U.S. did find weapons of mass destruction in Iraq. Now, it's not true, but they're not stupid. The reason they think that is because of, for example, the paper of record, the New York Times, whether or not they read it, but that
Judith Miller
determines, right, the agenda for so much of the press. On front page, on a regular basis, Judith Miller had these pieces talking about how Saddam Hussein had weapons of mass destruction, all unnamed
sources. And her
source
was Chalabi. How do you say his name?
Chalabi, yeah. Who was with the INC, the Iraqi National Congress, on the taxpayer dole, lying continually. But she often didn't even say that that was her source, often unnamed sources. Now, people believe these things because that is what they have been told. I think people have a natural skepticism of government. You know, the great journalist I.F. Stone said, if you're going to know two words, remember these to journalism students. He said, governments lie. We expect that. But what we don't expect is the government, is the press, to act as a conveyor belt for those lies. And that's what the New York Times did, and that's what the networks did. And so that's why people believe what they believe today. And that has got to change. It's not just Pacifica and NPR and PBS that are using the public airwaves. They are too. And they have a responsibility to express the full diversity of opinion. I'm not going to call them anymore the mainstream media. I think they are an extreme media. They are a media that is not reflecting the views of most people in this country.
We have many people who are on the line to talk to you, and more as we continue. My guest, Amy Goodman, her new book, The Exception to the Rulers, Exposing Oily Politicians, War Profiteers, and the Media That Loved Them. You can meet her tonight
at 7 o'clock, Central Presbyterian Church, $15, 1660 Sherman Avenue. I'm Enid Goldstein, and you're listening to AM 1150 KNRC.
Libs lover.
True love is the greatest thing in the world.
Conservatives hater.
Ignoramus.
We have absolutely nothing in common.
And we all know her. Enid Goldstein on AM 1150 KNRC.
Rob, Richie, Lou, and Rhoda. None of them could live without her.
Here I am.
No, it's Mary Tyler Moore, plus Rosie Perez on the next all-new Ellen.
Woo!
And Wednesday...
¿Cómo está? Hola!
It's Ellen's Cinco de Mayo celebration.
Mi casa
es su casa.
And don't miss Ellen's May guests, like Jay Leno, Hugh Jackman, David Schwimmer, and Patrick Stewart on the Ellen DeGeneres Show.
Then watch 9 News at 10 with Ed Sardella and Adela Rakawa. You almost have to feel sorry for these car thieves. It's definitely not their day. The car they've stolen is loaded. But in addition to the sweet CD player, there's lots of extras in the trunk. Extras like hidden cameras, a GPS, and a device that lets the police kill the engine and power lock the doors. Definitely not their day. Ride along with Mark Kobrick and watch the bust go down. Tonight on 9 News at 10.
Tune in to AM 1150 KNRC on Saturday mornings from 7 to 8 a.m. for the Kiefel Cycling Hour, featuring seven-time Tour de France competitor and Olympic bronze medalist Ron Kiefel. Ron and Megan will talk about cycling news, equipment, and great local rides. It doesn't matter if you're training for the Tour de France like Ron Kiefel, or in Megan's case, just taking those training wheels off for the first time. The Kiefel Cycling Hour has something for everyone, every Saturday morning from 7 to 8 a.m. on AM 1150 KNRC.
I'm Bill Griffith, CNBC Business Radio. Stocks closed modestly higher today following the eagerly awaited Federal Reserve decision on interest rates. The Dow managed to gain just 3 points today to 10,317, while the NASDAQ Composite Index was up more than 11 points at 1950. As expected, the Fed left those short-term rates unchanged, but strongly signaled that higher rates are on the way, sooner perhaps rather than later. The central bank suggested it can back away from low rates at what it called a measured pace. Strong economic data out this morning. Factory orders were up significantly in March, easily topping analysts' expectations. But layoffs rose more than 6% last month after falling to their lowest level in 9 months in March. That's a sign that maybe the government's April jobs report, very important, due out on Friday, will probably be weaker than the previous survey. We'll have to wait and see on that. The Dow today up just 3 points with the NASDAQ up 11. I'm Bill Griffith, CNBC Business Radio.
Get the good stuff.
Brake dust, oil, road salts, and grime can really spoil the appearance of your wheels and tires. A little preventative maintenance can help you protect your investment and keep your car or truck looking its best. Right now at NAPA, both 23-ounce Black Magic Tire Wet and 32-ounce Esprit Wheel Magic are just $3.79 each. This is the good stuff. Restore the original look and luster of your tires and wheels today with Black Magic Tire Wet and Esprit Wheel Magic.
Get the good stuff.
NAPA. Get the good stuff.
If you're in sales and aren't using WebEx, you could be losing money. Big money. With WebEx, the leader in web meetings, you get the interactivity of face-to-face meetings without the hassle and expense of flying or driving. And because WebEx meetings are so convenient, you'll make more sales presentations, which means bigger commissions for you. Go to WebEx.com for a 14-day free trial to see how powerful a WebEx sales meeting can be. Be where you need to be with WebEx meetings. Get started with a 14-day free trial. That's WebEx.com.
She's the Rush alternative.
Did you talk about something else?
And she's not on medication.
Thank you.
Enid Goldstein, noon till 3, exclusively on AM 1150 KNRC.
I'm afraid of America. I'm afraid of the world. I'm afraid I can't help it. I'm afraid I can't. I'm afraid of America.
You're listening to the Enid Goldstein Show on AM 1150 KNRC.
It's trying to make a political statement, and Sinclair, I think, did the principal thing by saying we're not going to be part of an editorial.
Here again, Enid Goldstein.
2:31 on the Tuesday edition of Enid Live. I'm yours until 3 o'clock. Oh, some principal from Sinclair, the head of which got busted on a prostitution charge. He and a hooker hooked up in a company car, a company Mercedes. Isn't that amazing? My guest is Amy Goodman. She has written a new book. She hosts Democracy Now, and her new book is called The Exception to the Rulers, Exposing Oily Politicians, War Profiteers, profiteers and the media that love them. And you can meet her tonight at Central Presbyterian Church, 1660 Sherman Avenue in Denver. $15 at the door. Tedder Cover will have a table there, and you'll be able to buy Amy's books. And the lines are just about filled up. There's one line open. Grab it, somebody, 303-382-1150. Before we go to the calls, let me just ask you about Bush. And my philosophy has been ABV, Kerry is an imperfect candidate. Nader can be the spoiler here. The Bush regime, I think, is the worst in my memory. And I'd do anything to get him out of there.
I think.
What about you?
I think ABB is a dangerous philosophy. Anything but Bush. Why? Well, let's look at what Kerry is doing right now. He was running against Howard Dean. Howard Dean was winning, and so he went with the flow. Kerry. In fact, he did it much better than Howard Dean. Howard Dean was anti-war. Kerry voted for the invasion in Senate, as did John Edwards. But he sees Howard Dean as winning, and he is nothing if not the quintessential politician. Dean's winning. If he wants to win, he's got to run with this guy. And so he starts giving Howard Dean speeches better than Howard Dean ever can. And then Kerry becomes the presumptive nominee. He's also, you know, mouthing the words of Dennis Kucinich, but no one knows Kucinich because the media doesn't focus on him. So there's Kerry. And now he's no longer having to run against Dean. Now he's running against Bush. And he is running with Bush instead of against him. Let's look at his stands. I mean, in the New York Times a few days ago, there was this front page headline that said, Kerry is looking for a theme. I mean, how hard is it for a candidate to find a theme right now when you have hundreds of U.S. soldiers dying in Iraq? But what route does Kerry go? Does he stay with the anti-war position he took to beat out Dean? No. He now is running against Bush, and so he wants to send in tens of thousands more troops to
really
Iraq.
Wrong.
And then when it comes to the Middle East, he says he agrees with Bush supporting Sharon on the assassination of the Hamas leader. He says he agrees with Bush supporting Sharon on the settlements, with Bush supporting Sharon on Palestinians not getting the right to return.
But Amy, so tell me, but what are our choices going to be?
Then I would just say on that, Ressert interviews him on Meet the Press, and he says, you agree with Bush on all of this? He says, yes. He says, even Ressert is incredulous. Completely agree with Bush. He says yes. And now he's running away from his own anti-Vietnam War record because Bush is attacking him on it. He can frontally attack Bush. I mean, Bush not only doesn't have a record in Vietnam.
Right,
but
he didn't even show up.
He didn't even show up for the place where he was avoiding going to
war.
Yeah. And so you
and
have
Cheney
to
had
ask,
five deferments.
Right now, he is trying to out-Bush Bush. No, Bush is better than Kerry when it comes to Bush's own record.
Well,
and so Kerry will lose if he goes that route. And if people take the philosophy anything but Bush instead of pushing Kerry to stand up for what they thought they voted for him for, the guy is going to go down.
Well, I'm with you that we have to push him to do that.
So ABB doesn't encourage people to push. It just says to people, it silences dissent because it says, no, it's better than Bush. But if you silence dissent, Kerry will not change his philosophy. He'll just keep going after Bush's base, and he's not going to get Bush's
no,
base.
No, and he's never going to be better at being Bush than Bush is. He will be better at being Kerry than Bush can be. So that is his best. You know, he was the analogy was to a tree before Howard Dean ignited everybody and got everybody going, and then Kerry came to life for about a second and a half.
And remember, Al Gore, the analogy was to a tree. Now, now listen to Al Gore. He's giving these fiery speeches, but when he runs for president, no. He is acting the same way as Kerry. And let's go back to 68.
What is it? Is it the advisors? Is it their own timidity? Is it that they're in some very subconscious way conflicted that they want it and they don't want it in equal measure? I mean, what is it with, what was it with Bush? I always thought it had, or Gore, I mean, I thought it always had something to do with his dad.
I have no idea what it is, but I know what the effect is, and Kerry's got a serious problem. Think about what happened outside the 68 convention in Chicago. It was Humphrey. Humphrey lost. People were marching in the streets. People were outraged. We may well see the same thing, not just outside the RNC, where I am in New York, but outside the Democratic National Convention in Boston. What's Kerry going to do about that?
I'll see you in Boston. My guest is Amy Goodman, host of Democracy Now! Let's go to the phones. And Stefan calling from Denver. Hi, you're live with Enid and Amy on AM 1150 KNRC.
Good afternoon. How are you doing?
Good.
It seems like you had mentioned the sanitation of the media here and reporting what actually is going on. Now, a while back ago, I had a distant cousin who was lost in Afghanistan, or Afghanistan as they pronounced it. And the government reported that they're building a new infrastructure. They got rid of a hostile government that was oppressive and also terrorist. And yet every day, as it's going on now in Iraq or Iraq, the body bags continue to come home, and yet we're told everything is going good, that new industry is going up. We have contractors that are putting everything together. And the problem is my cousin was a conscript 20 years ago or 30 years ago when this all happened in the Soviet Army. And it seems like his family got the same news that we here in the U.S. are getting now.
So you are saying what, Stefan?
It seems like that the parallels can be drawn between both governments in each respective time, along with the cooperative media and how we are being misinformed, as my family back there was being misinformed about this so-called war effort.
I think it's so important, the issue you're raising. I mean, in the old Soviet Union, everyone knew you don't believe Pravda. I mean, you have to read between the lines because, I mean, it's just a state organ. The problem is in this country, when you have a media where it's not just Fox, but NBC, MSNBC, CNN, adopt the name of the invasion of Iraq that the Pentagon gives it, Operation Iraqi Freedom. Actually, the Pentagon had a name before that.
I could never get all the names. There were a million different names.
Operation Iraqi Liberation, but they had to can it because of its acronym, OIL. Anyway, it was Operation Iraqi Freedom. You have all these networks adopting the name for their coverage that the Pentagon calls it. Then you have Dan Rather on the night the bombs were falling, saying, "Good morning, Baghdad." You have Tom Brokaw of NBC saying, "We don't want to destroy the infrastructure of Iraq because in a few days we're going to own that country." When you have this, you have to ask, if we had state media in this country, how would it be any different?
Thank you, Stefan, for the call. Appreciate hearing from you. 303-382-1150. I'm Enid Goldstein. You're listening to the Tuesday edition of Enid Live. My guest, Amy Goodman, her new book, The Exception to the Rulers, Exposing Oily Politicians, War Profiteers, and the Media That Loved Them. You can meet her tonight at the Central Presbyterian Church, 1660 Sherman, $15 at the door.
Award-winning news and entertaining talk. This is AM 1150 KNRC.
2:39, time to check into the KNRC newsroom for an update from Tim McLaughlin. Hi, Tim.
Hi, Enid. Good afternoon. Partly cloudy, 78 degrees. The CU panel is meeting again today. I'll have that story in a moment. First, let's check traffic with Steve Smith in the KNRC Traffic Center.
Southbound I-25 at Santa Fe. Watch for a stall blocking the right lane of traffic there. According to a mobile unit, traffic is jammed back to 6th Avenue already. Suspect that jam will get worse before it gets better. Denver police are trying to usher a pedestrian off the highway. Westbound I-70 at about York Street. Awful long way to go if he's trying to get off the freeway there. So use some extra caution. Freeway traffic, by and large, looking pretty good. No serious delays off the freeways right now. Reminder that the Avs play at home tonight in the playoffs, and that will cause some extra traffic around lower downtown, particularly around Pepsi Center. Parking lots to Pepsi Center open up about 4 o'clock this afternoon. This Mother's Day, give your mother more than just a Mother's Day gift. Name a star after her, that is. Call the International Star Registry at 800-282-3333 or visit starregistry.com. I'm Steve Smith in the KNRC Traffic Center.
Lisa Simpson's mother and stepfather told the CU investigative panel today that wholesale changes are needed at the University of Colorado. Simpson is suing the school, saying she was gang-raped at a recruiting party in 2001. This report brought to you by Bank One. A court hearing is being held today for the man who's accused of setting the fatal fire at the Spanish Gate apartment complex. Blake Fiber faces multiple charges, including one of first-degree murder for the fire last December, which claimed the life of Nancy Weaver. Governor Bill Owens is urging Coloradans to take their summer vacations in Colorado. Owens spoke today at an event commemorating National Tourism Week. By tomorrow, final approval is expected on a state Senate bill that will set aside more than $3 million for the state's tourism industry. What's maximum strength about maximum strength checking? Free one checking with direct deposit, online bill pay, email alerts, over 4,500 ATMs only at Bank One. We'll check the KNRC weather forecast next. KNRC News Time is 2:41.
She's your midday rush alternative. Enid Goldstein on AM 1150 KNRC.
Enid Goldstein.
KNRC.
We have to talk.
Hi, I'm Evelinda Ehrman.
And I'm Judy Schwartz. We co-host Style Matters Live.
Even if you're not born with great style, you can buy it.
Just like we do. And this extends to our homes. Element, Denver's newest furniture store for urban home furnishings, accessories, and artwork, meets all our style needs and will meet yours, too.
Element has multifunctional furniture to maximize your space in a condo, apartment, loft, or smaller home. The clean lines of Element's furniture for today's urban lifestyle will work with what you already own.
You'll love their eclectic mix of styles, all presented in a way you can envision in your own home.
Prices are affordable, with lamps as low as $100 and sofas starting at about $1,000. Interior design services are available.
Element is open Monday through Friday, 11 to 6, Saturday, 10 to 7, and Sunday, 1 to 5. Element is located at 77 West 9th Avenue, a half a block west of Broadway in the Golden Triangle. 303-825-3770.
Element. Your lifestyle, your home, your element.
Partly cloudy skies with isolated thunderstorms possible this afternoon. Tonight we'll see partly cloudy skies, some isolated thunderstorms possible, then it'll clear up after midnight. Overnight temperature down to around 50. Lots of sunshine tomorrow and a high in the upper 80s. Partly cloudy in 78 now. KNRC News Time is 2:42. I'm Tim McLaughlin. Our next news at 3 o'clock or when it breaks on AM 1150 KNRC.
Look, anything related to my physical well-being, I get a second opinion. And that includes the laxative I use. So when I asked my doctor which one he recommended, he didn't hesitate. Colace Stool Softener Capsules. Then I asked my neighborhood pharmacist. She said the same thing. Colace Capsules. Now that's two people who I believe know what they're talking about, recommending one laxative. Colace Capsules.
For more information on the number one stool softener brand recommended by doctors and pharmacists, go to ColaceCapsules.com.
Looking for a home can be stressful. Fortunately, Coldwell Banker Residential Brokerage is offering stress relief. Spring is here, which means it's open house season at Coldwell Banker Residential Brokerage. So we're showing more homes than ever. Go to ColoradoHomes.com for a complete list of open houses. And make house hunting, dare we say, more relaxing. Coldwell Banker Residential Brokerage. Visit ColoradoHomes.com. Coldwell Banker Residential Brokerage is owned and operated by NRT Incorporated.
You wanted live, local talk on weekends while everyone else is in infomercials or ball games. We've got it for you, Saturdays and Sundays.
Did you hear that?
Yeah, I'd like to hear it.
Check out our lineup. Hear both sides talk on AM 1150 KNRC. Listening to the Enid Goldstein Show on AM 1150 KNRC.
I'm not going to take anything for granted, and neither should you. I'm running for a fellow who's got a lot of experience. He's been in Washington an awful long time. So long, he's taken about both sides of just about every issue.
Here again, Enid Goldstein.
2:44 on the Tuesday edition of Enid Live. I'm yours until 3 o'clock, and then Doug Kellett takes over. My guest, Amy Goodman, she has a new book, The Exception to the Rulers. You can meet her at Central Presbyterian Church tonight at 7 p.m., $15 at the door, 1660 Sherman Avenue. You will have an incredible evening if you go, and we have many people on the line who want to talk to you, Amy, so let's do that. 303-382-1150. Ron calling from Evergreen. Hi, you're live with Enid and Amy Goodman on AM 1150 KNRC.
How you doing?
Hi, Ron.
You know, until we define the situation where we need to change the people that listen to Rush Limbaugh and people like that, we need to define them as illiterate people that don't pay attention. They get all their information to there from there.
Now, I don't think they're illiterate. I don't know. What would you say about that, Amy? I mean, I don't agree with them, and I don't. And I think, Rush.
I don't say
Lush.
Illiterate.
I should call him Lush.
I have a lot of friends that are in that group.
What would you say?
And they just don't read.
Well, that
they get all their message from those groups.
I mean, I think
until we make it embarrassing for them to be in that group, we're never going to win.
Oh, Ron, do not hold your breath. You're going to turn a horrific shade of purple waiting for that moment to occur.
What matters is what we do.
I know that.
What matters is what we do. What we do in this country has ripple effect all over the world. I was once interviewing a woman from Guyana on globalization. And at the end of the conversation, I said, thank you very much. We're now moving on to the U.S. elections. And she said, and I'll be joining you for that discussion. And I said, well, no, excuse me. We have other guests for that discussion. She said, no, I'll be one of those guests. And I said, why? And she said, because I believe everyone in the world should get to vote for president of the United States. That's a very interesting point. But what you do in your own community, what you do engaged in local politics, makes an enormous difference. We live in the most powerful country on earth. And I can tell you, people around the world know what we're doing here, follow what we're doing here. We have a decision to make every day how we want to be perceived. And that is whether we want to be perceived as the sword or the shield.
Thank you, Ron, for the call. 303-382-1150. Chuck, first-time caller calling from Denver. Hi, you're live with Enid and Amy Goodman, and we have something for you.
You probably don't
do this on your show, Amy, because you don't run a cheesy operation like we do over here.
I like cheese.
Tell me what's on your mind, Chuck.
Well, first of all, congratulations to both of you ladies for doing a spectacular job of helping some of us stay awake in this humdrum world of news. I watch Democracy Now! Almost every morning, and if I don't, I try to catch it on the Internet. Same with your show, Enid. I try to listen as much as I can in the afternoon. I'm out driving around like I am now.
Thank you.
And I appreciate your efforts. What I was calling about, Amy, was last week you'd mentioned something on the show, and I didn't pay enough attention, but there was something going on with one of the oil wells, or some of the oil was being interrupted in Iraq, and if I remember, it was $1 million or $1 million plus a day. My question is, what's going on with that? We control the oil in Iraq, Kuwait, and Afghanistan. Is Halliburton in between us on all of that? Why is oil prices going up when we've got so much control of it?
I mean, I think you're raising a very important question. It also goes to why the U.S. Invaded Iraq. I mean, look at what you have right now. You have the Abu Ghraib prison, these horrible pictures of torture that U.S. military contractors were involved with. That's a whole other story. But this frightening mercenary army that is growing there, if Bush wants deniability and still wants to control, what they'll do is build up those forces and pull U.S. troops out. But you have the prison that people are saying now is comparable to Saddam Hussein's prison in terms of torture. You have them putting in power in Fallujah a major general from Saddam Hussein's time. You have to ask, well, then what is different now? Well, there is one key difference, and that is, yeah, they're going to have all of those being like the old times, but the U.S. controls the oil. We have to accept in a civilized world that we don't have to control other people's natural resources to be able to access them. Let's just have fair trade, and that'll make the world a lot safer for all of us. It is the kind of approach that the U.S. takes in Iraq that increases our national insecurity. That is so frightening. We are going to feel the effects of this. It is blowback. And unless people stand up in this country, we are deeply endangered.
Chuck, I thank you for the...
Real quickly, the oil is producing $1 million a day. Where is that $1 million going? Because I remember our administration telling us it was oil belonged to the people of Iraq.
Mm-hmm.
So where's that $1 million going?
Well, we know that that's not the case.
Just going to Halliburton's pocket?
I think that's a rhetorical question. You're right. It is going into these U.S. corporations' pockets that are making a killing. When we say all these billions of dollars are going to Iraq, that's not really true. They're going to corporate welfare for these corporations like Halliburton and Bechtel that are making a killing in Iraq and will line the campaign coffers of George Bush. Very cozy relationship that the U.S. media has got to get in the center of and expose and challenge.
Chuck, I thank you for the call. I want to ask you a question. Some of the reporting I've seen about the oil fields, that they're in terrible shape and that they're not able to get much out of them. That conflicts with what you've been reading.
No. I mean, of course. I mean, on the one hand, Iraq has the second largest oil fields in the world, next to oil reserves in the world, next to Saudi Arabia. On the other hand, the U.S. is simply flexing muscle in Iraq, not very successfully, and that is interfering with everything. So even by Bush administration's own standards, they're not able to pull the oil out they want because of this national uprising in Iraq. I mean, George Bush has managed to do what Saddam Hussein never could, and that is unite the Sunnis, the Shia, and now the apolitical Sufis in Iraq. They're all joined together in a national uprising against the United States. That's incredible.
Then the question comes back to, how is it that the media is not reporting this? And I'm not talking about just reporters who, if they ask the tough question, will lose their access and therefore their jobs possibly or be reassigned. But how is it that papers like the New York Times, the Chicago Tribune, the LA Times, the Washington Post, major newspapers, why are they not going after these stories?
Because they are not behaving as they should be, as the exception to the rulers. They share the establishment consensus. And then when that consensus is war is good, like it was last year, John Kerry, John Edwards, the Democrats joined with the Republicans. This year it's a little different because the Democrats are trying to distinguish themselves. They're running for highest office.
They saw what happened with Howard Dean, and they could feel the anger.
Exactly.
And they could see that they had some impetus.
And so the media is reflecting the differences, but it's a tiny difference in the spectrum between Republicans and Democrats. The media has a responsibility to reflect the full spectrum of opinion. That is mainstream America. And I'm talking military families. I'm talking intelligence community. They are outraged at the manipulation and misrepresentation of intelligence, at the number of U.S. soldiers who have died in Iraq, not to mention Iraqi civilians, over 10,000. Let's not forget, these are the people the Bush administration said they went in to save and liberate.
Let's go to the phones, and Jim in Boulder. Hi, you're live with Amy Goodman and Enid on AM 1150 KNRC.
Hi. I'm wondering how we can get the Department of Justice and Department of Energy to clean up Rocky Flats. I heard you talk this morning, Amy, about Rocky Flats, and part of that book mentions how the FBI agent in charge of the raid on Rocky Flats said that he was told not to look at strontium-90, not to look at the experimental chemicals that were being used by Jackie Brever.
Yeah, very good point. You're talking about Ambushed Grand Jury, the new book that's out.
We had Wes McKinnon on, the former foreman of the grand jury.
And we had him on this morning,
Jackie,
on
too.
Democracy Now! Right. And tomorrow we're going to have Eileen Welsom on Democracy Now! And people can check out where we can be heard at democracynow.org. But these are the critical questions. I mean, I think that local issues are global. And, for example, Rocky Flats. I mean, this was a plutonium bomb-making factory for 37 years. It's where people can get active in this community.
Yeah, I went to the DOA hearings, and they told me they were still going to leave the radioactive pipes in the ground because it would be too expensive to clean them up.
I know, and the half-life is like something like 24,000 years, and,
exactly.
And they want to turn it into a little playground for Bambi and your small children. We're going to have to leave it there, Jim, because we're running out of time. I thank you for the call. Amy, we have just a few seconds left. It's been a wonderful treat to have you here in the studio today and a great honor. A few words. What can people do other than we can demand, we can email, but what can we really do to make a difference in the quality of the reporting that we are receiving, to demand the truth?
I think people should understand that media activism has an effect. It matters that you can call the networks, you can write letters to the New York Times and to your own papers here, to the Denver Post and the Rocky Mountain News, to all of these publications. You can meet with the editors and demand an opening of the spectrum of opinion. And you can do it with the networks as well. They are using your airwaves. And this is not private corporations on private property. They are using public property. And we have to demand that if they don't use this responsibly, that they are not licensed again. We have to take back the media in this country, shore up independent media like public access television and independent radio stations. And also, when you appreciate people like Enid, let the networks know, let the owners of the radio stations know, because even people within the system who work in commercial media, they need your support. There is no question about that in these times of media consolidation. You can accomplish a lot. Your voice counts. We've got to support media, commercial and non-commercial, that acts as the exception to the rulers.
Amy Goodman, thank you so much for joining us today. Her new book, The Exception to the Rulers, you can meet her at Central Presbyterian Church tonight, 7 o'clock, $15 at the door. It's been our great pleasure to have you here today.
Thank you.
I'm Enid Goldstein. You're listening to AM 1150 KNRC.
Rush, rush.
Anyone else has to go, do it now. I ain't stopping again.
Middays, the Rush Alternative. Enid Goldstein, noon till 3 on AM 1150 KNRC.
Hurry into Albertson's 10 for $10 sale this week with Sanderson Farms Family Pack. Drums, thighs, split breasts, whole or cut-up fryers. 10 pounds for $10. Albertson's, helping make your life easier. Been wondering how to get started investing in real estate? Call Mile High Capital Group. They're experts in rental duplexes, a great way for an individual to get started in real estate investing. They handle everything from finding the right lot in the right area where your new duplex can cash flow from day one, building the duplex, and even managing it for you if you wish. So this can be real carefree real estate investing. If you can afford just 10% down, about $30,000, you can be on your way to financial security. It's a fact. If you had acted on this investment strategy of investing in Colorado rental duplexes 10 years ago, you would have averaged nearly a 100% return per year for the last 10 years. Compare that to the stock market. Call Mike at Mile High Capital Group for complete no obligation details and tell them you heard about them on AM 1150 KNRC. 303-683-8500. That's 303-683-8500. Or visit them at milehighcapital.com. It may be the most important call you ever make.
The Hudson Gardens and Events Center welcomes former U.S. Senator Gary Hart to the continuing lecture series on Tuesday, May 4th at 7 p.m. A Renaissance man of new ideas, Hart is co-chair of the U.S. Commission on National Security for the 21st Century. Hudson Gardens and Events Center is located at 6115 South Santa Fe Drive in Littleton, just south of Bowles Avenue. Tickets are $6 and can be purchased via phone at 303-797-8565, extension 321, or online at www.hudsongardens.org.
She's the Rush Alternative.
Didn't you talk about something else?
And she's not on medication.
Thank you.
Enid Goldstein, noon till 3, exclusively on AM 1150 KNRC. And now the Enid Goldstein Show continues on AM 1150 KNRC.
2:58 on the Tuesday edition of Enid Live. I just want to remind you I'm going to be at the Gary Hart Lecture. In fact, I'm introducing him tonight at Hudson Garden, 7 p.m. He is, of course, a former U.S. Senator from Colorado, co-chair of the U.S. Commission on National Security for the 21st Century. He's written a book, and I think he's going to be doing some teaching at Oxford. But that will be 7 o'clock tonight at Hudson Gardens. I hope to see you there. Thank you, Joe Anderson, for your good work. Thank you, Jordan Lyles, for your great work today. And thanks to Amy Goodman for appearing on the show. Thanks to all of you. I'll see you tomorrow, same time, same place. Up next, Doug Kellett from 3 to 6. Do something generous. Leave the world a better place than you found it. Complain to the network so that you get better reporting. Complain to your newspaper. Let them know how you really feel. Don't be a passive subscriber or reader, and I'll see you tomorrow at noon right here on AM 1150. I'm Enid Goldstein.
Hear Colorado talk. This is Colorado's locally owned and operated AM 1150 KNRC, Englewood, Denver's premier talk station.
KNRC News Time, 3 o'clock.
NBC News Radio, I'm John Siegenthaler. Defense Secretary Donald Rumsfeld fielded questions at the first Pentagon briefing since those graphic photos showing abuse of Iraqi POWs surfaced last week. From the Pentagon, here's NBC's Jeannie Ohm.
Now, almost all the questions focused exclusively on the allegations of prisoner abuse at Abu Ghraib. Now, Secretary Rumsfeld called it deeply disturbing and said as a senior official of the department, he would make sure all action is taken to find out what happened.
Rumsfeld also announced approval of additional deployment to Iraq at the request of the region's top commander. 10,000 active duty soldiers and Marines will be sent for a year. Some 37,000 reservists will be called up as well. No change in interest rates for now. The Federal Reserve says the rate will remain unchanged for the moment, but a hike is expected soon. Stocks ended higher today with the Dow closing up nearly 3 points. The S&P rose 2. The NASDAQ rose over 11 points. I'll see you later on CNBC. I'm John Siegenthaler, NBC News Radio.
Can the right brakes make you faster?
1953, it was their revolutionary new braking system that allowed Jaguar to dominate Le Mans. Better brakes meant drivers could attack the straightaways with far more ferocity, a lesson well remembered to this day. The new 2005 Jaguar S-Type R.